It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welke, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Hey everyone, what's going on? Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Tonight, it's the Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades Subway Series High A version. Mets and Yankees High A affiliates going at it. First of a six-game set between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley as the Cyclones ring in the second half of this 12-game homestand. If you were with us last week, you know that Brooklyn took 4 of 6 from the Aberdeen Ironbirds, and the weekend was really a weekend to remember for the Cyclones, Justin, because Brooklyn shut out Aberdeen not once but twice, and it all came to fruition in a 6-0 victory over the Ironbirds on Sunday afternoon, a game in which Joey Lucchese made his second rehab outing with the Cyclones. He was spectacular. And then from there, the bullpen holding it down the rest of the way, and really the pitching was the name of the game all weekend for Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, the pitching was outstanding for the Cyclones on Sunday, and Lucchese, Gervais, and Ankeny slammed the door. I mean, they were pitching a two-hitter until two out of the ninth inning. Aberdeen got one last base hit to close out the ball game, but 2-3 hitters in the final three games of a series is never going to be something that Chris Newell and Victor Ramos are going to complain about. And it'll be interesting to see how Brooklyn continues to adapt as we head down to this final stretch, last 4 weeks of the 2023 regular season, which is hard to believe, but as I'm sure we're about to touch on in just a second, Johnny, Brooklyn's going to have to continue their winning ways without one of their best bullpen aces throughout the course of the year.
Well, yeah, if the chase for the playoffs wasn't already on, I think you can go ahead and say now it most certainly is as Brooklyn enters play on Tuesday. Two games up on the Jersey Shore Blue Claws for first place in the North Division. With 4 weeks left to go, Brooklyn obviously finishes up this homestand against the Renegades this week before hitting the road for 2 weeks to get Asheville and Greenville, two teams in the South Division. And then the Cyclones close it up at home against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the last place Wilmington Blue Rocks at that, who are 14-28 on the second half with twice as many losses as they have wins. But yeah, you mentioned it, Justin. If Brooklyn wants to run through the finish line and keep things moving in the right direction, they'll need to do so without one of their more reliable arms out of the bullpen. And that's because earlier this afternoon, right-hander Paul Gervais, the 6'10 reliever, was promoted to Double-A Binghamton. You got the sense that it was a long time coming. Gervais just putting up some gaudy numbers during his 2023 campaign in Brooklyn. But Paulie G does indeed get that call to join the Rumble Ponies. And while that's obviously great news for him, and we certainly wish him well, it does leave a big hole in this Cyclones pen. Not to say that they're not capable of filling that hole and picking up the slack, but still, that's one less reliable arm you have to work with.
Yeah, Gervais has been as good as any relief pitcher, not only in the South Atlantic League this year, but throughout minor league baseball. You look at the numbers coming into play today among relievers with 45 or more innings pitched, 5th in strikeouts per 9, 8th in batting average against, 10th in ERA. That throughout minor league baseball, when you limit it just to the South Atlantic League, had the lowest ERA, most strikeouts, fewest hits allowed. Strikeouts per 9 innings led the league and was also 2nd in opposing OPS. So this is a guy who has been one of the best, not only out of the bullpen, but throughout the South Atlantic League, throughout minor league baseball. And thankfully for Brooklyn, they do have a couple of guys who are right there along Gervais as some of the best relievers in the game this year. Eli Ankeny, Brendan Hardy, two guys that are going to be asked to pick up some of that slack and maybe see an increased role for guys like Benito Garcia and Joshua Cornele, who have been really good when given those chances throughout the course of the season.
As far as tonight's probable pitchers are concerned, for Brooklyn, it's the right-hander Robert Kalina towing the slab for the Cyclones. Last time we saw Kalina, it was in a piggyback effort with Joey Lucchese in his first rehab start with the Cyclones. And Kalina was spectacular, went 5 1/3 through 82 pitches, a season high for him. And this is someone who now continues to take strides in the right direction. His last six outings, the ERA at just 1.50. So he has been spectacular, someone who was more of a reliever when he initially joined the ranks of this Cyclone squad early on, dating back to the spring. But since time has progressed and Brooklyn has lost a couple of starting pitcher arms, he's filled a void in that starting rotation and has done a pretty darn good job thus far doing just that. He'll be opposed by the right-hander for Hudson Valley, Baron Stewart, making just his third appearance at the high A level with the Renegades. So Stewart trying to make a name for himself here with Hudson Valley. 12 innings through two starts so far. A 1-1 record, the ERA at 6. So it hasn't exactly been a fantastic start for Stewart at the high A level with the Renegades, but he does have a chance to grab a series opening victory for Hudson Valley on the road tonight against Brooklyn. All right, we'll step aside here on our Cyclones pregame show. When we come back, give you starting lineups on both sides ahead of Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on this Tuesday night from Coney Island. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching on the Bally Live app.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park. We're getting you set for Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. First of a 6-game set on this Tuesday night between the Cyclones and Renegades. Second time this year that the Renegades pay a visit to Brooklyn. Brooklyn took 4 of 6 from Hudson Valley back in mid-June. Cyclones and Renegades just about set to do battle here on this Tuesday night. Opening lineup cards being exchanged as we speak between Chris Newell, Brooklyn skipper, and Sergio Santos on the Hudson Valley side. First, we'll give you the lineup for the visiting Renegades at 20-22 in the second half so far, although that doesn't necessarily mean a ton, because if you were with us back in that mid-June series, Hudson Valley won the first half, meaning they have already inked their spot in the playoffs. So not necessarily a ton to play for down this home stretch of half number two. Two games below 500, 20-22 as things stand right now. Here's Sergio Santos's nine. Spencer Jones, the leadoff man, plays center field. Then Anthony Hall, after him, bats second. He's out and right. Jared Serna is the second baseman. He hits third, followed by the cleanup batter and left fielder, Jesus Rodriguez. Alexander Vargas, a familiar name. He was with this Renegade squad the last time these two played here in Brooklyn. He's the shortstop and bats fifth. Antonio Gomez does the catching in the sixth hole. Then Ben Cowles, the third baseman, bats seventh. Christopher Familia, the DH, is in the eighth spot, and rounding out the nine is Rafael Flores, Hudson Valley's first baseman. And the starting pitcher tonight for the Renegades, it is the right-hander Baron Stewart. Since joining this Hudson Valley squad, he's logged two starts, 12 innings, a 1-1 record, 8 strikeouts to 5 walks across those 12 frames, the ERA at 6. But again, a very small sample size here at the high A level for the right-hander Stewart. Now for the home Cyclones at 26-16, 10 games over 500 in the second half, and they have built up a two-game cushion for themselves atop second-place Jersey Shore, who enters play tonight at 24-18. So the Cyclones two up with 24 to go. Here's the nine Chris Newell goes with to try to grab a series opening win against Hudson Valley. Jed Williams leads off and plays shortstop. Then Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, is in the two hole. Ryan Clifford back in the lineup after a routine day off on Sunday. Clifford bats third and plays first. Stanley Consuegra, the cleanup man, he's out and right. Then Jacob Reimer bats fifth. He mans the hot corner at third base. Day off in the field for William Lugo. He's the DH hitting sixth, followed by the former USC Trojan DeAndre Smith playing second and batting seventh. Drake Osborne, the catcher, in the eighth spot, and then Ryland Thomas out in left field hits ninth for Brooklyn. And the starting pitcher this evening for the Cyclones, it is the right-hander Robert Colina, 46 2/3 innings, making his fifth start and 16th appearance with the Cyclones. A 2.89 ERA, 3-2 record, 55 strikeouts to just 15 walks across those 46 frames and change. All right, that's going to do it for the Cyclone pregame show. We'll step aside. We've got baseball when we come back. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley from Maimonides Park.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back out to Coney Island. A first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley just around the bend. Hope everyone's having a wonderful Tuesday evening, wherever they may be, as the Cyclones and Renegades get ready to open up this six-game series. Second part of this two-week homestand. Kalina, 5'9", 209 pounds, 22 years old. From Punto Fijo, Venezuela, Colina pitching for the first time since last Tuesday. That was in relief against Aberdeen when a season-high 5 1/3 innings. No runs on two hits, a walk, and six strikeouts. Overall this year in Brooklyn, making his 16th appearance and fifth start. 3-2, a 289 ERA. 42 hits and 46 2/3 innings, 15 walks. And 55 strikeouts. Colina will face this Hudson Valley lineup put together by Sergio Santos, Spencer Jones, Anthony Hall, Jared Serna at the top, Jesus Rodriguez, Alexander Vargas, and Antonio Gomez at the heart, with Ben Cowles, Christopher Familia, and Rafael Flores rounding out the Hudson Valley starting nine. Overcast skies here in Brooklyn on this Tuesday night. Middle of August right now, according to AccuWeather, 78 degrees. Real feel at 80. 6 mph wind gusts to the northeast. American flag out in center, blowing in and towards the first base side as we speak. So just about ready to get underway tonight, as the Yankees' number six prospect, according to Baseball America, Spencer Jones, will step up to the box. Jones, 1-for-4 in Hudson Valley's loss on Sunday, hitting at .264 on the year, 12 homers and 52 RBIs. Jones is ready. Colina is ready. The righty comes set. Our first pitch of the night is a fastball upstairs at 90, and we are underway at 7:05 Eastern. Jones was 8 for 25 last week against Jersey Shore, the 1-0. And Colina misses high. It's two balls and no strikes. Jones, Yankees first-round pick last year out of Vanderbilt. And he takes a called strike. It's 2-1. Played for the American League team in the All-Star Futures game last month. The righty's 2-1. And Jones takes outside. It's three balls and a strike. Gray skies pretty much overhead. A few breaks out over the diamond, the 3-1. And Jones taking all the way, looks at a fastball strike. It's full at 3-2. So much so, the lights have already flicked on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet. Still some natural sunlight coming from behind home plate. The payoff pitch, and Jones fouls it to the left. In and out of the camera well. And it's still 3-2. On the Renegades leadoff man. Jones had a great month of July at 310 and OPS over 8,600. And now Jones is over at first base, and I'm guessing the ruling was catcher's interference. Didn't see the contact with Osborne's mitt. But it'll be catcher's interference and an error that allows Jones to reach base to start the ballgame. As Anthony Hall swings, hits one in the air to left. Playable for Ryland Thomas, who makes the catch. And Jones will retreat back to first base with the game's first out. So, one on and one out here in the opening frame. Brings up Jared Cerna. Cerna added it to Hudson Valley's roster last week. The Yankees' number 17 prospect, according to Baseball America, was 8 for 24 in his first week with the Renegades. No homers, two RBIs. And he takes outside for ball one. Cerna was hitting .283 at Single-A Tampa. Had 19 home runs in a league that normally zaps power. And 71 RBIs. Is hit in the air center field. Back into his left. Ramirez to make the grab. As Jones heads back to first base. Two out. Defensively, behind Colina this evening, left to right of the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and Ryan Clifford, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. One on and two out for Jesus Rodriguez, makes the start in left tonight. Fouls the first pitch out of play, it's 0-1. Rodriguez, 21 years old, went 0 for 4 on Sunday, was 7 for 17 in his first week with the Renegades. No homers, 4 RBIs. Throw back to first, and Jones backstanding. Rodriguez played 84 games at Single-A Tampa. Hit .297, 6 homers, 42 RBIs. Colina from the shoulders. Now the 0-1, and Rodriguez checked his swing and hit him. Got hit on the arm, did not go around. And so a catcher's interference and a hit batter is how the Renegades pick up the game's first two base runners. So 2-1 and 2-out for Alexander Vargas. Rodriguez still feeling it a little bit on that right hand. Shaking it out as he moves up the first baseline. So the Renegades threatening as Alexander Vargas steps in. Had a huge walk-off home run for Hudson Valley on Friday night. 2 for 5 on Sunday with a couple of doubles and stolen bases. And a breaking ball from Colina taken for strike one. Vargas hitting at .215. 9 homers, 48 RBIs. Some of the fans have made their way out from Wappingers Falls for this one. The 0-1. And Vargas way late on an elevated fastball. It is 0-2. Two on, two out. Kalina trying to strand a pair in the opening frame. The two-strike pitch, and he does. Fastball up at 91, and Vargas couldn't catch up, and the Renegades strand a pair in the first. No runs, no hits, an error, two men left. At the end of a half an inning, it's Hudson Valley nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baron Stewart on the mound for Hudson Valley tonight. Stewart standing at 6'4", 209 pounds. Celebrated his 24th birthday last month. Fittingly, from Stewart, Florida. Baron 1-1 in his first two starts with the Renegades. 8 runs allowed on 11 hits in 12 innings. 5 walks, 8 strikeouts. Undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees last year out of the University of Pittsburgh. Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez, Ryan Clifford at the top for Brooklyn. Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, William Lugo at the heart. DeAndre Smith, Drake Osborne, and Ryland Thomas. Round out Brooklyn starting nine. Jet Williams will lead things off. 1-for-3 with a double and a couple of walks in Sunday's shutout win. And Stewart's first pitch is strike. It's 0-1. Jet, 10 for his first 38 with Brooklyn. That's a .263 average, a homer and 4 RBIs as Williams pulls it fair down the third baseline, rolling into the left field corner. It's off the sidewall. Williams on his way to second, and he's there standing for the second straight game with a leadoff TD Bank double. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Fourth double with the Cyclones for Jet, his 16th overall of the year, and Williams just continues to plaster the ball across the diamond with the Cyclones.
Yeah, 3 extra base hits last week right here at home against Aberdeen and continues that hot hitting into this week's series against the Renegades.
And just a pitch down and in. And Williams able to barrel it up and keep it fair down the line. Alex Ramirez will dig in. And he takes low for ball one. Ramirez, tough week last week against Jersey Shore to start the homestand, was just 2-for-24. One of those two hits, a two-run triple. 0-for-3 with a couple of walks on Sunday. And the pitch in the dirt blocked by Gomez. It's 2-0. Alex playing in his 100th game of the year, hitting at .237, 6 homers, a team-leading 48 RBIs. Stewart working from the first base side of the rubber. Here comes the 2-0. And Alex takes down and away. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Stewart made 13 appearances, 11 starts in the Florida State League before joining Hudson Valley. Went 2-6 but had an ERA of 4. 60 hits in 63 innings. The 3-0 to Alex, outside ball 4. And Ramirez on with a walk. So the first two have reached tonight for Brooklyn against Stewart. And two on, nobody out for the first baseman, Ryan Clifford. A little semblance of a rainbow emanating from the coastline just beyond the right field fence in the backyard. Clifford, 2-for-4 on Saturday with a couple of doubles and RBIs. Head off on Sunday and takes up an in for ball one. Clifford, 8-for his first 33 with Brooklyn, a .242 average. Two homers, six RBIs, 18 homers, 52 RBIs in the South Atlantic League total. The 1-0, and Clifford rolls over on one to first. Only play for Flores is to first, and he'll retire his counterpart for the first out of the first inning. Williams will advance to third. Ramirez takes second. And Brooklyn with two men in scoring position and one out for Stanley Consuegra.
Well, still a productive out regardless for Ryan Clifford. Hits the ball to the right side, allowing both runners to advance. And this is what you want, two in scoring position for the cleanup man, Consuegra.
Infield comes in for Hudson Valley. Consuegra, a couple of infield hits on Sunday, went 2-for-4 with a walk. And the first pitch outside, it's 1-0. Consuegra hitting at .234. Team best, 14 home runs and 41 RBIs. It was 3-for-19 last week against Aberdeen. And he takes down and away. It's 2-0. Renegades tonight defensively behind Stewart. Left to right in the outfield, Jesus Rodriguez, Spencer Jones, and Anthony Hall. Now the 2-0. And Consuegra, broken bat floater, first base side. Flores, a little bunny hop, makes the catch in front of the second baseman, Cerna, for the second out. Big pitch there by Baron Stewart. In on the hands, splintering the bat of Consuegra. Second and third, two down for Jacob Reimer. Also had off on Sunday, went 0-for-3 with an RBI and a walk in Saturday's contest. Reimer 5-for-35 to start his high A career, a homer and four RBIs. Williams at third, Ramirez at second. First pitch from Stewart is ripped down the right field line, out of play. It's 0-1. Third to first around the infield for the Renegades tonight. Ben Cowles, Alexander Vargas, Jared Cerna, and Rafael Flores, with Antonio Gomez doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-1. Now Reimer takes down and in. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Reimer did reach base safely in all five games he played against Aberdeen last week, but just 3 for his last 28 in his previous 9 games. Righty batter with an open stance, the 1-1. And Stewart misses outside. It's 2 balls and a strike. Stewart really struggled, took the loss his last start against Jersey Shore. That was last Wednesday. Gave up 8 runs on 7 hits, did work 6 innings. Walked 3 and struck out 3 against the red-hot Blue Claws. It's time called at home plate. Fastball, slider, changeup. The arsenal for Stewart. Flores playing off the line at first, the 2-1. Reimer, big bouncing ball to short. Backhanded by Vargas, throw to first in time. And Brooklyn strands a pair in the opening frame. No runs, 1 hit. 2 men left at the end of 1, no score. On Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But
If it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, no score. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Opening game of this series, Cyclones coming into play today, a two-game lead over Jersey Shore in the North Division. With 24 games or 4 weeks left to play, Blue Claws at home tonight against Asheville, opening up a series against the team Brooklyn will battle next week in North Carolina, a homecoming of sorts for Ryan Clifford, who really burst onto the scene in Asheville earlier this season. Antonio Gomez to lead off, and he swings at the first pitch, hits it on the ground a second. Easy play for DeAndre Smith, who throws on to Clifford. One pitch and one out for Colina to start the second inning. One away. Here is Ben Cowles. Cowles hitting at 259. Nine homers, 34 RBIs. 0 for 2 with a walk on Sunday. Brooklyn in the home whites tonight. Cyclones arched across the chest in red. And the first pitch from Robert misses low for ball one. Red numerals front and back with a black and gold border. White pants for Colina all the way down to the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. The 1-0. And Cowles fouls it straight back. Evens at 1-1. Red and white Nike cleats for Robert. Buried into the stadium mound, Navy cap, Navy bill. With the old English B logo on the front with the interlocking red C. The 1-1. And Colina snaps a breaking ball strike. And the count 1-2. Cowles coming into play today on a tear. 28 game on base streak since July the 4th. A 1-2 pitch. And a fastball high and tight at 92. It evens at 2-2. Sort of a interesting look right now here on Coney Island. Gray skies hovering up above the playing field. As the 2-2 misses down and away, the count full. But if you look all the way down Surf Avenue towards the original Nathan's and a couple of apartment buildings, you can see the sunlight reflecting off the very top, those upper level of the apartment buildings. The payoff pitch, Cowles hits it in the air right side. Back into his left, Consuegra away back, and all you do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. The wind is blowing out towards right field tonight. A rare opposite field home run for a right-handed batter. Ben Cowles, his 10th home run of the year, his 35th RBI, and the Renegades take a 1-0 second inning lead. 96 miles an hour off the bat, 349 feet down the right field line, and Johnny, somewhat similar to last Tuesday when Stanley Consuegra put one out in that direction as well.
Yeah, that baseball had no business of getting out of here, but it just kept going.
A high pop fly, very much like Consuegra's home run, at a launch angle of 41 degrees. So that one, a skyscraper from Cowles. Launch angle on Consuegra's last week was right around 37 degrees. So hit that one even higher, did Cowles, as Familia takes a called strike one. Familia hitting at 259 with the Renegades. Eight homers, 21 RBIs. 1-1. And there's a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Familia 3-for-5 in his last game on Saturday. Doubled homered and drove in five of the 21 runs he's brought in with the Renegades. As he takes in the dirt, count evens at 2-2. Familia has reached in 15 straight games, hitting at 328 with an OPS over 1,100. A 2-2, up and away, and the count full. So back-to-back full counts for Colina, with Rafael Flores waiting on deck. The payoff pitch, and Familia laid on the fastball, strike three. Up in the zone at 92. Second strikeout tonight for Colina. And there are two down in the second inning. And painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
Yeah, Colina's fastball doesn't really get up into the upper 90s or even mid-90s, but when he can locate it and pick his spots like he did there, it's still effective nonetheless.
Rafael Flores takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Flores hitting at 273. Four homers, 31 RBIs. 1-for-3 on Sunday with a ribby. The 0-1 way outside with a breaking ball. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Wind still blowing out towards the first base side as Flores takes a called strike. And Colina ahead 1-2. Brooklyn will have 6-7-8-2 up in the bottom of the inning. We'll also be joined by a special guest here in the bottom of the second, the 1-2, and Flores off the hands out of play. And it stays at a ball and two strikes. Sandy making his way around the different suites here at Coney Island today. Some head pats and noogies for our various patrons. The 1-2 outside. It's even, two balls and two strikes. They're in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. Renegades a 1-0 lead in the top of the second as Flores asks for and is granted time. Cal's providing the only run so far with the opposite field home run. Four of his 10 long balls this season have come against the Cyclones, including a multi-home run game. The 2-2, Flores rolls it up the third baseline. Still a two-ball, two-strike count on the Renegade first baseman with Spencer Jones waiting on deck. Left fielder Thomas playing deep. Center fielder Ramirez shallow. The 2-2 got him swinging. Fastball up at 92. And Colina picks up his third strikeout to end the frame, but Ben Cowles puts the Renegades on the board with an opposite field home run at the end of an inning and a half. 1-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the second inning, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Hudson Valley, an early 1-0 lead on the opposite field home run by Ben Cowles. William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, Drake Osborne, 6-7-8-2 up for Brooklyn in the second inning. And we are joined now by a very special guest, Molly, out here at the ballpark, our raffle winner here today. Having a good time at the ballpark so far?
Great time so far.
What's been the best part of the experience here on Coney Island to this point?
Being on the field was pretty cool at the beginning.
I was going to say you've got a hat, you got a bunch of autographs. Any player in particular that you enjoyed getting a chance to meet and get an autograph from so far today?
It was all really cool.
still taking it all in.
Yeah.
As William Lugo takes a called strike and the count 0-1. Who are you out here at the ballpark with today, Molly?
My mom, dad, and my friend Amanda.
That is fantastic. Well, so glad you were able to come on out today as the 0-1 outside. It's even at a ball and a strike.
First time at a Cyclone game, or you've been before? Okay, cool.
First time here.
What do you think so far?
It's really cool.
I was going to say, nothing.
Great view.
Yeah, no
kidding. Say nothing quite like the roller coasters. You got the ocean and the boardwalk. A little bit of everything. As Lugo takes up and in, it's two balls and a strike. Are you a big roller coaster person, Molly?
No.
That was about my facial expression when Johnny asked me earlier this season.
Definitely
not. You want to go on one of those rides after the game? Not really, no.
Uh-uh.
Anyone in your family big into the roller coasters at all, or is that just a family? We're gonna stay on this side of the amusement park.
I think Dad. He,
that one fouled away. It's 2-2. How's your summer been so far, Molly?
Very
been enjoying
good.
It?
Yeah.
Where does this rank among all the different activities and joys you've had with school no longer in session?
I feel like it's got to be at the top.
How about that? All right.
I was gonna say. I mean,
I love baseball.
I was going to say, you got the Mets jersey on. Is that a personalized jersey, or is that...
It's Lindor.
It's Francisco Lindor. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We welcome you high atop Maimonides Park. I'm the guy in the hot dog hat alongside Molly and Johnny. Just fouled out of play. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Is Lindor your favorite player on this version of the Mets squad?
Definitely.
Have you been to any Met games so far this season?
He signed the jersey.
Oh, he signed the jersey, too. That's the ultimate winner.
Wow, look at you.
Going to get that framed postgame as Lugo fouls it away. Who knows? Maybe going to have to frame that hat alongside it as well with a couple of Lindor's future teammates here on Coney Island. You're a big baseball fan, you said.
Very big.
You play any baseball or softball growing up?
Softball.
Still playing?
Yeah.
What's the go-to position, or do you have a favorite position?
Play first base.
Maybe give some pointers to William Lugo, getting acclimated over at first base. Ryan Clifford, as Lugo dunks his single in a right field for a base hit. And Brooklyn with the leadoff man on to start the bottom of the second inning. But enjoying the time away from the classroom throughout the course of the summer.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna say any good plans for the rest of the summer before the dregs of school start coming around again?
I'm coming back here on Friday.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Yeah.
Two games in 1 week. Yeah. There we go.
Of course.
We're gonna say couldn't ask for a better place to spend the weekend as DeAndre Smith, a check swing foul ball towards the first base dugout, and the count is 0-1. Anything else that you've particularly enjoyed throughout the course of the summer, hanging out with friends, getting to go anywhere good?
I went to St. Lucia.
St. Lucia?
Last week. I got back last week.
So from St. Lucia to Coney Island as DeAndre Smith takes down and in. He's even had a ball and a strike. What was the best part of being in St. Lucia last week, outside of the obviously beautiful scenery down there?
I don't know. Like, it was just really cool, like, all around. I loved every bit of it.
It's DeAndre
Smith.
Just
a great vacation.
Stings a single back through the middle and into center field. Molly's been a good luck charm so far here in the second inning. Back-to-back base hits from Lugo and Smith. 2-1 and nobody out for the catcher, Drake Osborne, up for the first time here tonight. Renegades a 1-0 lead. Antonio Gomez out to the mound to have a chat with the right-hander, Baron Stewart.
Had you been to St. Lucia before? Or was
it was first time? Oh, yeah,
wow,
first time. Very cool.
So a lot of firsts this summer.
Uh-huh.
First Cyclone game, first trip
first
to St. Lucia. Very cool.
Yeah.
So you're going back to St. Lucia after the second Cyclone game to make that all symmetrical?
I was going to
have to ask
my boss. I'd love to.
So, 2-1 and... nobody out for the catcher, Drake Osborne. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz, joined alongside our prize winner here tonight on the Cyclones Radio Network, our good friend Molly. Got her hat autographed today. She's got her autographed Francisco Lindor jersey on, ready to roll for her first ever Cyclones game. As Drake Osborne pulls the first pitch, he sees foul up the third baseline, and the count is 0-1. When does school, unfortunately, start back up for you?
I think September 6th.
September 6th. So you still got a little bit of time. Got
until the Labor Day holiday.
Yeah.
Soaking in the last few weeks of the summer.
There's
not
never.
Ready.
I was going to say there's never enough time. I'm going to say bad flashbacks to being in that position as a high school student back in the day as Osborne pulls it foul. What year of high school are you going into, Molly?
I'm going to be a junior.
Start to.
It's the worst year I've heard.
I was going to say, it's starting to be that time, looking at colleges and universities and the joys of taking the SAT and ACT and all that fun stuff. Johnny, you remember that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's favorite year.
Good to hear. Good to know.
Well, on the bright side, as Osborne taps another one foul to the left, stays 0-2 on the Brooklyn catcher. It's one of those things I've always felt, at least from what I remember, was it goes by quicker than you think it will. It seems like something that would be eternal.
Yeah.
But
there is a finish line.
There is a finish line before you know it.
Almost there.
That spring semester and Christmas break will roll around and then all of a sudden you look at the calendar and go, we've got the colleges almost lined up. We've started getting those acceptance letters rolling in.
Can't wait.
Any particular schools, anything you, do you know what you want to study yet when you go on to college?
Yeah, I definitely, I want to work in sports. That's why.
That's fantastic. Well, this is a great start. We'll make sure to get you the audio to include along with your applications.
Thank you.
I'm going to say, you know, any need a broadcaster wherever you may go. You've got it on the resume already.
Yeah, look at that.
Perfect, perfect.
I was going to ask specifically sports broadcasting you're interested in or more?
I'm interested mostly in, like, social media aspect.
Okay, cool. Very nice.
Oh. I do it for my high school's football team,
awesome.
Too.
There you go.
That's fantastic. That's a great way to start. We're going to say that's how Johnny and I started in the sports world was broadcasting in our own high school days. As a matter of fact, one of Johnny's old high school broadcasting mates is – just to the left of us here tonight, Emmanuel Barbari from WFAN pinch hitting. A little bit on the Renegades Radio Network, which is awesome to see. What's it like getting a chance to do that stuff right out of the gate in high school? Is that something you've really enjoyed working with the football team?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Have you done it with any of the other high school teams at your school or just football?
Just football for now. They're the only one I know that like really does it.
It's a double play. Ground ball to short on a second for one. Relay back to first by Cerna in time. Double play. Moving to third with a tying run will go William Lugo. But a 6-4-3 double play. And a man at third and two out in the second inning for the nine-hitter Ryland Thomas. Looks like I need to find a way to let you bring your phone and do the social posts and all that fun stuff in-game while you're playing. First base in softball during the course of your final season.
That would talk about multitasking.
Hey, I mean, we
never thought of that before.
I was going to say, I did see a video the other day from the Cape League Championship of somebody in the Bourne Braves bullpen filming as the final out was recorded and then running onto the field to celebrate with his teammates. So, I don't know. I think there's worse ideas, and if you get in trouble for doing it, you can always blame me.
So what?
Well, I was going to say you can just blame me and you have a built-in excuse. just blame the balding guy in Brooklyn. That's the guy to call out. 1-1 on Ryland Thomas. Man at third, two out, bottom of the second. Renegades a 1-0 lead as Thomas hits it on the ground to short. Backhanded by Vargas, off-balance throw to first in time to end the inning.
Nice
and
kick.
Brooklyn strands a runner. And the second, Molly, thank you so much for coming out and spending a half inning with us here on the Cyclones.
Thank you for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Please enjoy the rest of your time out here on Coney Island. And please come back and stop by and say hello when you're back out on Friday night.
Of course.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Molly, our raffle winner and special guest here on Coney Island this Tuesday night. We head to the third, 1-0 Renegades on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands.
come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Go to the top of the third inning. Hudson Valley leading Brooklyn 1-0. And as former Brewster Whitecap Spencer Jones steps to the plate for the top of the third, here's former Brewster Whitecap broadcaster Johnny Gadamowicz stepping up to the play-by-play microphone.
Yeah, right on cue. How about that? Thank you, Justin. Hudson Valley 1 and Brooklyn nothing as we enter the top of the third. Top of the Renegade order. First pitch in there for a called strike. And it's nothing and one on the breaking ball to Spencer Jones. Robert Colina, Brooklyn starter, back out for his third inning of work. Works exclusively from the stretch as 0-1 misses up and away. 90-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 1-1.
How great was Molly, though, last half inning?
She
was
spectacular.
Awesome.
Our raffle contest winner. Great to have her on for a half inning. 1-1 to Jones. Swings and misses. Big uppercut hack from the tall lefty outfielder. And it's 1-2. Jones, his first time up, he reached on a catcher's interference to lead off the ballgame. Renegades put two men on in that first, but failed to score. Galena's 1-2, fouled straight back, and the count remains a ball and two strikes to Jones. Spencer out of Vanderbilt, first-round pick by the Yankee organization in last summer's 2022 draft. Galena deals a 1-2. Jones pokes it foul, left-hand side, into the netting. Spencer at 264 with Hudson Valley so far this season. Coming off a series in Jersey Shore, or against Jersey Shore, I should say, Renegades were home, where he went 8-for-25 with a pair of doubles. Stands in now as Renegades a 1-0 lead here in the third. Colina, left leg kick, and the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Colina to the breaking ball, and Jones down on strikes for the first time today. One gone, bases empty for Anthony Hall, a painting the corner strikeout. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So one up, one down for Colina so far in the third, and now he gets Anthony Hall for the second time this evening. First pitch, Hall takes low and away for ball one. Colina, who works with that high three-quarters type arm slot, deals a 1-0. A rip and a miss on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-1. Mentioned earlier, yeah, Colina doesn't really dial it up much beyond 92, maybe 93, 94 tops. 1-1 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Swinging a line drive down the first baseline. A fair ball. It trickles all the way down the right field line to the pole. Cut off and right by Consuegra, but it's a stand-up one-out double for Anthony Hall. And the Renegades have a man in scoring position with only one away.
Yeah, just kept that one barely fair enough to the left of the first base bag and down the line. Didn't hit it particularly hard, but into a perfect spot. And now the Renegades threatening to add to their lead.
Oh, that is only the second hit given up on the night so far by Robert Colina. But both of them have gone for extra bases. Ben Cowell's solo shot. And then Hall's double just there. So a man on second and one away for the number three batter, Jared Serna. First pitch. Serna fouls it back towards our direction, out into the parking lot. And it's nothing and one. Serna's hit safely in all six games since joining Hudson Valley at the high A level. He's got multi-hit games in two of his last three contests. Hall takes his lead, being held on by Smith at second. A one, swinging a tapper down the third baseline, foul. And it's 0-2. Brooklyn has enjoyed playing Hudson Valley this year. Cyclones 12-6 against the Renegades in the head-to-head department here in 2023. That includes their only other series here at Maimonides Park back in June when Brooklyn took 4 of 6. Little Subway Series High A action. And these two teams very close geographically speaking relative to so many other squads across the South Atlantic League. Kalina ahead 0-2. He deals. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch-outs, or rather second punch-out of the frame, I should say, for Robert Kalina. And Anthony Hall double sandwiched in between there. So Kalina now has his 5th strikeout of the evening. And Hall remains on second base with 2 away for the cleanup man, Jesus Rodriguez. Very interesting skyline right now here on Coney Island.
Really is. I mean, it's continued to develop from earlier.
First pitch misses outside on the breaking ball, and it's 1-0 to the righty hitting Rodriguez. Plenty of overcast gray clouds sort of rolling in and covering so much of the ballpark and Coney Island spanning down Surf Avenue, extending down the third baseline.
And then there's hints of gold out in center.
1-0 fastball is a strike. Yeah, but then when you get to the end of those gray clouds, it's a weird, not quite blue sky, but sky that definitely has some sunlight mixed in, creating a weird sort of twilight vibe. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, hit well to center field. Ramirez camps underneath, though, and makes the catch to retire the side. So a one-out double off the bat of Anthony Hall, but that the only scratch on Robert Kalina's top of the third as the Renegades strand one on the double. At the end of 2.5, it is Hudson Valley 1 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park. We move to the bottom of the third. Hudson Valley, a 1-0 lead on top of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Only run of the night so far. A solo shot off the bat of Ben Cowles in the top of the second. Calling it a shot might be generous. It was a fly ball into right that got picked up by the wind and just cleared the Geico signage out in right, just next to the right field foul pole. We go back to the top for the Cyclones batting order.
I was going
to
say, sometimes you just can't predict baseball. Or the skyline here on Coney Island. It's an interesting reflection on the field with those shadows and reflections created amidst the clouds and the setting sunlight.
See if that factors in at all, perhaps. Fielders below.
It's got to make for some great photos from Matt Kipp and Dylan Goodman tonight.
First pitch to Jet Williams. Takes a breaking ball low and away for ball one. Williams, the leadoff man for the Cyclones. That's the spot he has occupied really ever since joining this Brooklyn squad a little over 2 weeks ago. He leads off and plays shortstop. Already a double to his credit so far tonight. Cyclones down a run. It's 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Williams takes up and in. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Barron Stewart so far has allowed 3 Brooklyn hits. But more importantly, no runs across so far for the Clones. First baseman Flores off the line, 2-0. Williams takes a fastball just inside. And Jet ahead quickly, 3-0. Always a disciplined eye in that righty batter's box is Williams. 3-0. Fastball gets over for a strike on the inside corner. And now a 3-1 hitter's count for him. Williams, Ramirez, then Ryan Clifford, the three in the frame. 1-2-3 for the Clones. 3-1. Swinging a foul ball back. Williams just got a piece, just enough to stay alive. The count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. More cloud coverage continuing to roll in. Particularly, Justin, you look down to our left and just great clouds as far as the eye can see. As Williams skies this 3-2 delivery into shallow center. It is the center fielder, Jones, and he reaches up to make the catch for out number one. So one away, bases empty for Alex Ramirez, who walked his first time up. Ramirez rotates between the bright green and the bright pink cleats. He's gone with the green ones today to pair with the home white Cyclone jersey. First pitch to Alex. Takes a strike. 92-mile-an-hour heater. And it's nothing in one. Ramirez at 237 during his time in Brooklyn this year. A one. Misses in the dirt. 1 ball and 1 strike. Coming off a tough week. You mentioned it earlier. Just 2 for 24. Also had 8 strikeouts in that series against Aberdeen. And a bit of a rut offensively, but a brand new series and a chance to wipe the slate clean. 1-1. Taps this one down the third baseline. Could be trouble. The catcher, Gomez, watches it stay fair. And Ramirez is aboard safely at first base.
Back in my baseball playing days, we called that a Justin Rock base hit. Swinging bunt up the third baseline. It just barely stayed fair. It was the right move by Gomez to let it go, see if it would kick foul. But Alex Ramirez picks up a base hit. And Brooklyn with the tying run on with one out.
And just perfectly placed by Ramirez. Gomez really had no chance. So now Ryan Clifford with one on and one gone. Ramirez off of first. He represents the tying run here in the third. 1-0 Hudson Valley. Pitch. Clifford grabs a piece, fouls it off the catcher's mitt, and it's nothing and one. Ryan 0-for-1 today. Didn't see Clifford in the series finale against the Ironbirds back on Sunday. He had the day off. But before that day off, 6-for-19 with a homer and 4 ribbies against Aberdeen. Righty arm on lefty bat, a one, and Clifford takes up and away, 1 ball and 1 strike. Brooklyn, of course, ending that Aberdeen series with shutout victories in 2 of the final 3 contests. 1-1. Clifford clobbers this one to straightaway center field. Jones a couple of steps back, and he makes the catch 2 steps in front of the warning track. Well, even a routine flyout looks good off the bat of Ryan Clifford, but it is an out all the same, and out 2 away for Stanley Consuegra.
Didn't get all of it and still hit it 95 miles an hour and 365 feet. That's your little hint into how strong and powerful Clifford is, as we saw with his Titanic shot on Friday night.
Open stance for the cleanup man, Consuegra. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Gomez thought about a back pick try at first, but held the baseball instead. So 1-0 to Consuegra out of the cleanup spot. He does have a big hole on the right side. Hudson Valley daring him to go the other way with the first baseman Flores holding on. Throw over is a good one, but not in time. As Ramirez just got underneath the tag applied by Flores, but it was a bang-bang call and a close play. Alex continues to remain in front of the cutout. 3-step lead. 1-0 to Consuegra. The pitch misses down and away. And a 2-0 count now to the righty hitting right fielder. Like Ramirez before him, Consuegra had a tough series a little bit against Aberdeen, just 3-for-19. Did leave the ballpark, though. Another check on Ramirez, and that one is in time. They got him. A nifty pickoff move from Barron Stewart to get Alex Ramirez at first base and retire the side. So Stewart faces the minimum in the bottom of the third. It is still Hudson Valley 1 and Brooklyn nothing as we go to the fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
As we go to the fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadabowitz. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Tuesday evening. First of six as we ring in the second half of this 12-game homestand. Brooklyn took 4 of 6 from Aberdeen in half number one and now trying to start things out in the win column against the Hudson Valley Renegades in the high A edition of the Subway Series. Robert Kalina back out for his fourth frame of work. He gets 5, 6, 7. Vargas, Gomez, and Cowles, the three for the Renegades to begin this top of the fourth. Only run of the day, a solo shot off of Cowles, who is due up third in this inning. Hudson Valley only has 2 base hits tonight. Now Vargas for the second time, first pitch. Gets a piece of the breaking ball for a foul ball, strike one. Vargas 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout. Robert Kalina, 5 punch-outs so far for Brooklyn through 3 and change. A 1 pitch. Good breaking ball, but it missed just a hair outside. And it's a ball and a strike now to Vargas. Vargas, who we touched on earlier, had the big walk-off home run back on Friday night for Hudson Valley. 1-1. Swinging a sharp ground ball, foul, right-hand side, rolled over it. And it's 1-2 in what was just a back-and-forth affair all night long on Friday between Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore, a game that spanned 12 innings. But it was Hudson Valley and, namely, Alexander Vargas who had the last laugh. 1-2. Swing and a high bouncing ball, foul, right-hand side. And the count remains a ball and 2 strikes. And that was really what I described, the word I used before to describe it off the air when we were chatting with the Hudson Valley broadcast crew about that series was wacky. That they had a suspended game that they finished the next day, followed by a 7-inning game, too. It was a weird series. 1-2. Misses just a bit outside. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. But all told by the end of it, it is Jersey Shore who enters this week of play just 2 games back of Brooklyn. Cyclones 26-16. 2-2. Swinging a foul ball out of play. Left-hand side out of the concourse. Jersey Shore, of course, 2 games back at 24-18. Cyclones don't have any games head-to-head left with the Blue Claws in the regular season. 2-2. In there, strike 3 call. Got him on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and Robert Kalina has his 6th strikeout of the night. A painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Make sure you pay him a visit in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Vargas wasn't a fan of the call. Second time tonight, he's down on strikes. 1 forwards K, 1 backwards K. Now Gomez, first pitch. Found off the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. And it's 0-1. Gomez 0-for-1, grounded out to second, his first time up. Hitting out of the 6th spot tonight for the Renegades. It's been a little bit of a tough go for him, just 5-for-27. In the month of August. Kalina ahead on him, 0-1 here. He deals. Breaking ball drops in for a strike at the letters, and it's 0-2. But all told, Gomez with the Renegades this year, a 236 hitter. Was just 2-for-15 against Jersey Shore. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Back-to-back punch outs for Robert Kalina. Dialed it up to 93 on the gun that time. He's got 7 strikeouts on the night now. And back-to-back punch-outs to begin this top of the fourth. Renegades still clinging on to this 1-0 lead. Bases empty and two gone now for the man responsible for that one run. It's Ben Cowles. Righty arm on righty bat. Kalina gets the sign and deals. A fastball misses for ball one. Cowles, a former Maryland Terrapin. 18 home runs to lead the Big Ten in his final season in College Park. Skies this 1-0 delivery to left center field. Taking Ramirez back, and he makes the catch just in front of the warning track to retire the side. Well, Cowles got all of it, but 4-12 to dead center, kept it in here on Coney Island. A 1-2-3 for Robert Kalina in the top of the fourth at the end of 3.5. It is Hudson Valley 1 and Brooklyn nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
We move to the bottom of the fourth from Maimonides Park. Hudson Valley, a 1-0 lead on top of the Brooklyn Cyclones alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Only run of the night so far, a solo shot off the bat of Ben Cowles, who left the ballpark, just cleared the right field wall in the top of the second inning. But for the most part, both pitchers have been sharp so far. Baron Stewart toes the rubber. For his fourth frame of work, the Hudson Valley starter, he gets the heart, 4-5-6 of this Cyclone batting order. First, the cleanup man, Stanley Consuegra, pitch. Stanley takes a fastball in towards the knees for ball one. Consuegra today, 0-for-1, popped up to first, his first time up the dish. Open stance, righty on righty, 1-0, misses outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Consuegra just 2 for his last 17 up at the plate. Trying to get things going in the right direction with the bat. 2-0. Consuegra takes a fastball for a strike outside corner, and it's 2-1. It's been a tough go in the month of August for the Brooklyn cleanup man. Just a .184 in the calendar month. 2-1. Consuegra takes up and in and falls down in the process trying to dodge that fastball. So three balls and one strike as Consuegra will step out of the batter's circle and regather himself. Yeah, only 7 hits in August for Stanley. 3 of them have been home runs, though. His 14 long balls lead this Brooklyn squad. 3-1. Tapped on the left side. Third baseman Cowles off a backhand and a high throw. Airmails the first baseman and goes into the camera well. Look out. Our cameraman Juan had to shuffle out of the way as Cowles unleashed a fastball from third that was well too high. Juan appears to be all good. And we have a man on first with nobody out on the E5. Keeping everybody on their toes. And now Jacob Reimer up to bat. Consuegra up to second in the process as the ball went out of play. So Jacob Reimer a chance here, man, in scoring position for the Cyclones. Stanley off second base does represent the tying run. Stewart from the stretch, belt set, a glance towards second, and the pitch. Reimer swings and misses. Over the top of a breaking ball, it's nothing and one. Reimer 0-for-1, grounded out to short his first time up tonight. Just 143 since joining this Brooklyn squad from low A St. Lucie. Consuegra a decent-sized lead off the second base back. Stewart dangles his right arm over his frame. Now comes set at the belt. A look back towards second base. Still looking. Now is 0-1. Reimer swings and misses through a changeup. And it's nothing and two. Brooklyn, no runs. They do have four base hits so far tonight. But those hits a bit spread out. Haven't been able to get the big one. Can they do so here in the fourth? 0-2. Reimer flares it in the air, right-hand side. Moving into foul ground, and this one lands in the seats. So Jacob gets defensive behind 0-2, and another 0-2 delivery upcoming. Reimer, the number 14 prospect in this Mets organization, according to the recently updated Baseball America Top 30 list. Hudson Valley catcher Antonio Gomez out onto the bump to have a word with his battery mate, Baron Stewart. Stewart still getting acclimated to this high A level. This just his third appearance since joining the Renegades. Prior to that, had appeared exclusively with low A Tampa this year. Had a 2-6 record and an ERA dead even at 4 across 13 games and 11 starts. But the right-hander trying to make a name for himself now at the high A level. Ahead on Reimer, 0-2. Low into his stance. Consuegra a healthy lead, the pitch. Reimer takes outside, and it's 1-2. After Reimer, William Lugo on deck, then DeAndre Smith next. Middle and bottom portions of this Cyclone batting order. Trying to pull even here in the fourth. The 1-2. Reimer smacks it back foul into the netting. Nice job by Reimer to foul off a couple of two-strike pitches here and keep the at-bat alive and, maybe more importantly, drive up Stewart's pitch count. Stewart up over 60 on the night now. This next toss will be his 63rd. A ball and two strikes. A look back towards second base. 1-2. Reimer takes a called strike three on the breaking ball. He knew it. So Reimer down on strikes. That's only the first strikeout of the night so far for Baron Stewart. Stewart not going to overwhelm you with the velo. Through his first 12 innings of play with Hudson Valley entering play tonight, he had only garnered 8 strikeouts. So make it now 9 total during his high A 2023 campaign. Man in scoring position for William Lugo in one away. 1-0 Hudson Valley. First pitch. Lugo takes a fastball up and in. 92 that time for ball one. Lugo singled and didn't make it all the way up to third, but was stranded there in the second. Drake Osborne hit into a double play, then Ryland Thomas grounded out after that to end the frame. 1-0. Lugo takes a breaking ball that just tucks itself on the inside corner for a called strike. And it's 1-1. Ryan Laws calling the balls and strikes today. Elliot Melton on the bases. Righty arm on righty bat. 1-1. Lugo skies this one out to left field. Rodriguez in towards the line, and it drops in front of him. He plays it off a hop. Consuegra gets the stop sign at third. Throw goes to third. Consuegra had to retreat and dive back in safely head first. And Stanley a little bit slow to get up as Chris Newell, Brooklyn skipper, out to pat him on the back. I'm not sure if Rodriguez didn't see that ball or just had no play, but either way, it tucked itself just in front of the line. And Brooklyn has men on the corners with only one out.
Rodriguez listed as a catcher on the Renegade roster, so could be a situation for Jesus where didn't want to overrun the ball and turn that into a run. And because he played on a bounce, able to hold Consuegra at third and set themselves up for a potential inning-ending double play.
Consuegra dancing down the third base line. DeAndre Smith goes the other way, but foul. And it's nothing and one. Consuegra was practically halfway home before Stewart released the pitch, but he then retreated. So we'll see if Consuegra continues to stay active on the base paths here. Men on the corners. The count 0-1. Cyclones down a run. It's 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Right-hander Stewart ready to deal in 0-1 to the righty batter DeAndre Smith. Here's the pitch. Smith takes inside towards the ankles, and it's 1-1. Consuegra is the man on third, then Lugo opposite him at first base. Brooklyn has now 5 hits on the night, but no runs to show for it. One away, and a 1-1 pitch upcoming with men on the corners. Here it comes. Smith grounds it on the right-hand side. This could be 2. Second baseman on to short for 1. Now to first for a double play. A 4-6-3. Cerna, Vargas to Flores. And the Cyclones come up empty-handed here in the bottom of the fourth. At the end of 4, it is Hudson Valley 1 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Low-scoring affair so far as we move to the fifth from Brooklyn. It is Hudson Valley 1 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network, the Valley Live app. Thanks for spending some of your Tuesday evening with us. Robert Galena, Brooklyn starter, is back out for the fifth. He gets 8-9, then back to the top for the leadoff man, Jones. But first, Christopher Familia and Rafael Flores. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. So Familia will lead things off, 8-9-1. Scheduled to bat for Hudson Valley in the inning. Hazy skies on this Tuesday night. And the first pitch of the fifth from Colina misses up and away for ball one. Familia, Flores, and Jones. If anyone reaches Hall and then Cerna, as the 1-0 hit in the air left-hand side, the wind carrying that one into the seats. And it's even at a ball and a strike. The wind has been swirling all night long, was blowing out towards right field early. That allowed Ben Cowles to produce the game's only run on an opposite field home run in the second. Now the wind still blowing out that way. Feels like a little bit more switching directions between left and right now. The 1-1. And the fastball up and away. They count 2-1. Hudson Valley, 1 run, just 2 hits. An error and 3 men left. Brooklyn, no runs, 5 hits, an error. They have stranded 4th, 2-1. Familia off the hands in a right field. Racing in is Consuegra, and he'll get there to make the catch over his left shoulder for the first down of the inning. One up, one down for Colina in the fifth. Brings up the first baseman, Rafael Flores, struck out his first time. He is 0-1 tonight. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question here in the top half of the fifth inning. The first pitch to Flores outside. And the count 1-0. Jordani Ventura going to start for the Cyclones tomorrow night. Last Wednesday threw 101 pitches in Brooklyn's victory over Aberdeen, the most thrown by a Brooklyn pitcher, as this rolled over to third, backhanded by Reimer, and a strong toss throws out Flores 2 away in the fifth inning. But the 101 pitches were the most thrown by a Cyclone in 5 years. Who was the last Cyclone player to throw over 101 pitches in a ballgame prior to Wednesday? tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Sandy, back up here on the press box roof, getting ready to have a little bit of a sock toss with the fans sitting below us. Nick from the serve squad up to make an appearance as well. Sandy getting ready to treat all the fans to a sock toss as me and Sandy are now playing rock, paper, scissors, and we went 3 for 3 going with the same one. I obviously went with Rock because my last name's Rock. It's easy. I keep doing the same thing. We're 4 for 4. And Sandy wins. Sandy went paper. I was too predictable. I went with my last name. I went with Rock. So what can I do? Sandy's the all-time champion. That's the way it is. That's just the way it is. That's why Sandy's Sandy. The king of Coney Island. Hopefully we'll have fans just as enthused about the sock toss tonight as they were last weekend. Chance that we want socks basically the final 3-4 innings of the ballgame. Base is empty, 2 out for Spencer Jones. The 0-1. This is outside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Jones, 0-for-1, reached on catcher's interference in the opening inning and then struck out to lead off in the third. 1-1. And Jones takes outside. They count 2 balls and a strike. I find it so interesting how different prospect rankings can be from one publication to the next. Jones ranked number 6 by Baseball America in the organization. This foul to the left, it's 2-2. MLB Pipeline has Jones as the Yankees' number 1 prospect. Big part of the future in the Bronx. The 2-2 hit in the air to left, on a line. Thomas to his right makes the catch to end the inning. Jones hit it right on the screws, right at the left fielder Thomas. 1-2-3 go the Renegades in the fifth. Halfway home on this Tuesday night. 1-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
All close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Smell of low tide in the ocean creeping in here to Maimonides Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead, 8-9-1 due up for Brooklyn in the frame. Drake Osborne, Rylan Thomas, and Jet Williams alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday wherever you may be. Osborne grounded into a double play in his first trip tonight. And the first pitch hit in the air off the hands to right field. Hall to his left. Now in a few steps to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Stewart in the fifth inning. Brings up Rylan Thomas, grounded a short his first time. 0-for-1 today. Coney Convo's trivia question. Last Wednesday, Jordani Ventura threw 101 pitches in the win against Aberdeen. Most pitches thrown in a game by a Brooklyn starter in 5 years. Who was the last to throw 101-plus in a game? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Rylan Thomas takes a strike. It's 0-1. Thomas, a two-run single in Sunday's win, the 0-1. And Thomas puts one in the air left center field. Playable for Jones to his right. And he'll put it away. A couple of air outs for Stewart in the bottom of the fifth. Brings up Jet Williams. Doubled to lead off the ball game, was stranded at third. Flied out to center last time in the third. A little bit of a chill in the air here in Brooklyn tonight. Temperature down to 76 degrees, according to AccuWeather. And the first toss to Jet, taken for a call, strike one. Stewart got that thin mustache on his upper lip. Leaning in with his right arm dangling at his side. The 0-1. There is a called strike. And Williams quickly behind 0-2. Hudson Valley in the road Grays. Brooklyn in the home whites tonight, opening game of this six-game series. The 0-2, and Williams a line drive past the diving glove of Cerna and into center field, a base hit. Another multi-hit game for Jet Williams. And Brooklyn a two-out base runner in the fifth. And Jet wasn't on the list of top 10 shortstop prospects in baseball at midseason by MLB.com. I feel like that's going to change in due time. So Ramirez takes down and in. The count 1-0. Williams just really has missed no beat since coming over to Brooklyn from St. Lucie a couple of weeks ago. Ramirez has reached twice, a walk and an infield single. 1-0. And Ramirez takes inside. Two balls and no strikes. Umpire and crew behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Brian Laws. Elliot Melton on the bases today. Here comes the 2-0. And Ramirez takes upstairs. Three balls and no strikes. Stewart, 77 pitches right now. Nobody throwing in the bullpen, but there is some stretching beginning to occur for the Renegades. The 3-0, and Alex takes an E-high strike. It's 3-1. Stewart started his career in college at the University of South Florida. Transferred on to Pittsburgh for his graduate season as Ramirez takes low for ball four. So a single and a walk with two out. And the Cyclones with two on, two down for the first baseman, Ryan Clifford.
Well, we saw last week against Aberdeen, Justin. Brooklyn had some issues with men in scoring position, leaving men on base. An opportunity here to tie this ball game with some of their best hitters up to bat and perhaps put some of those left on base issues to bed.
Brooklyn just 1-for-8 tonight with runners in scoring position. The one hit, the looping knock to left field by Lugo last inning. First pitch to Clifford. And Ryan takes high for ball one. Ryan ground out to first in the first. Flied out to center last time in the third. Let's go Cyclones echoing out throughout the ballpark as Brooklyn tries to draw even or better. 1-0. And Clifford fouls it off the screen. Evens up at 1-1. Stewart, somewhat similar to Tyler Stewart, no relation by the way, didn't start at all last year in his final collegiate season at Pittsburgh and also did not pitch after the Yankees signed him to a minor league contract last July, but has basically been only a starter this season. The 1-1 off the inside corner, it's two balls and a strike. 11 starts at single-A Tampa. This is third here at High A Hudson Valley. Tyler Stewart was predominantly a college reliever, now thriving at double-A Binghamton. But 2-1, and Clifford taps it off the end of the bat towards the third base dugout. And it's even 2-2. 2-on, 2-out, bottom of the fifth. Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. Stanley Consuegra, the right fielder, waiting on deck. Shortstop Vargas holds on. Williams at second. Stewart at the belts. His 2-2. Clifford a ground ball up the middle. Diving stop by Cerna to his right. Throw to first. In time to get him. And the inning is over. Jared Cerna takes away a base hit and an RBI from Ryan Clifford. Elliot Melton took plenty of time to make that call on the out at first base. The Hudson Valley Renegades once again able to escape damage as Brooklyn now 1-for-9 tonight with runners in scoring position. No runs, a hit, two men left at the end of five. 1-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Line and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 1-0. Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store on the third base concourse. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure to come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. 2-3 and 4 due up for Hudson Valley in the sixth. And Robert Kalina's first pitch of the inning is low to Anthony Hall. It's 1-0. Hall 1-for-2 with a double tonight. That was the last base hit and base runner for Hudson Valley with one out in the third. As Hall takes up and away. And the count now 2-0. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in the bottom of the inning. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know, as Hall golfs one into left center field, back into his left. Thomas over his head and off the fence on his way to second. Hall, here comes a throw in by Ryland, and it's cut off by Williams. Second two base hit of the night for Anthony Hall. One down the right field line, one to left center field. That one off the bat at 100 plus miles an hour, and the Renegades with an insurance run at second and nobody out. For Hall, that is third double with Hudson Valley, his 13th of the season. And a man at second, nobody out for Jared Cerna. Cerna 0-for-2. Fly ball to center in the opening inning. Struck out swinging on three pitches against Kalina in the third. As a tapper back to the mound, leaping snag by Kalina. Runner will advance. Only play for him is to first. That's where they'll get the out. As Hall advances 90 feet over to third base. So a man at third, one out for Jesus Rodriguez, been hit by a pitch and fly to center. But our question of the night, last Wednesday, Jordani Ventura, 101 pitches. Most pitches thrown by a Cyclone starter in 5 years. Who was the last to throw 101 or more in a game? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Already have one guess in. As Jesus Rodriguez swings and misses. And the count 0-1. To answer, Joe Vasile, sitting to my right. No, it was not Corey Mazzoni. Well, you are more than welcome to try again. The 0-1. This one hammered. Deep left center field. Back goes Thomas, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Jesus Rodriguez, his first high A, and Hudson Valley home run is a long one. Second home run of the night for the Renegades, and they take a 3-0 lead in the sixth. 105.5 miles an hour off the bat, 404 feet. And Rodriguez got every pit of that baseball to put Hudson Valley up by a field goal. Seventh overall home run this season for Rodriguez, RBIs 47 and 48. And now the deficit is 3. As Galena misses inside to Alexander Vargas, it's 1-0.
And again, still all things considered, this not a poor outing by Robert Galena whatsoever. Has only surrendered the 4 base hits, but just a couple of long balls have been what's been the difference so far in this ball game as the Renegades now have the 3-0 lead.
Makes that Rodriguez home run all the more impressive. The wind still continuing to blow in and towards the first base line. Had died down a little bit at the time of his home run. Vargas fouls it out of play. It's 1-1. But still the strength to push it through the teeth of that breeze. Send it out here by plenty. 1-1 on Vargas, who has struck out twice tonight. 1-1. And Galena misses outside. And the count 2-1. Looking around the South Atlantic League. Here in this fifth inning, all 12 teams in progress tonight. 2-1. And Vargas takes outside. It's 3 balls and a strike. Greensboro up 3-0 on Bowling Green in the top of the seventh. Josiah Seitler is 5th home run for the Hoppers as Vargas lines one to center. Coming on Ramirez will play it on a hop. Alexander Vargas goes about a quarter of the way to second, then slams on the brakes and retreats. Alexander Vargas with his first base hit tonight. And the Renegades with one on and one out here in the sixth inning. As Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to have a chat.
Yeah, Kalina up over 80 pitches. Remember last time he went 5 1/3, so he's capable of going this deep into games, but probably getting right about to that point where you'd think maybe Chris Newell going to pull the plug, and right on cue, some action brewing in the Brooklyn bullpen.
Yeah, the 82 pitches Kalina threw in his last outing out of the bullpen against Aberdeen was his season high. Right now at 82 pitches with one out at the top of the sixth, I have to imagine Kalina only a few more bullets left to play with for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. But Greensboro a 3-0 lead on Bowling Green. Hot Rods today had an interesting transaction. So one of their top prospects, Carson Williams, straight up to AAA. It's a necessity for a shortstop at AAA Durham. We'll see if Carson Williams sticks at the AAA level or ends up back down with the Hot Rods or a AA in Montgomery. Well, Williams, one of the top 100 prospects in baseball. One on, one out, two in for Hudson Valley. Antonio Gomez 0 for 2. He's grounded out to second and struck out, and this one fisted in a center for another hit. Vargas thinking about going to third, now slams on the brakes, thought about it twice, and then retreated as he and Alex Ramirez couldn't make up their mind on who was going to throw and who was going to run. And Hudson Valley, 2 on and 1 out. Three of the four have reached, or rather four of the five have reached against Kalina in the sixth. 2 on, 1 out for Ben Cowles. Homer to right his first time, fly to center his last time, and that'll be all for Robert Kalina tonight. Just one pitch over his season high. And with Brooklyn trying to keep this a 3-run game, Chris Newell going to make a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. 2 on, 1 out. 2 runs already in for Hudson Valley in the sixth. They lead 3-0 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Time for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. New arm in the game for the Cyclones. It is the right-hander Joshua Cornelli closes the book on Robert Colina's day. Well, maybe not quite because the line not final. Hudson Valley does have men on the bases, first and second, with only one out and already two runs home in the frame for Hudson Valley on a two-run home run from Jesus Rodriguez. But as things stand for Colina right now, he goes 5 1/3, 6 hits, 7 strikeouts, no walks, 2 home runs, 3 runs to his line right now, all of them earned. And Joshua Cornelli will try to make sure that number balloons no larger than 3. It's 3-0 Renegades and Cornelli on.
Thank you, Johnny. So Colina gives way to his fellow countryman Cornelli. 2 on, 1 out. And his first pitch to Cowles, lined in a left field. That one's down for a base hit. Here comes Vargas around third. Throw to the plate by Thomas is short. One pitch is all Ben Cowles needs for his second RBI of the night. It's a 3-run 6th for Hudson Valley, and they take a 4-0 advantage. Just a hanging breaking ball. And Cowles was waiting for it, lined it right in front of Thomas. And Vargas got a good jump and easily able to score. So that run will be charged to Colina, who is also still responsible for the runner at second base. Christopher Familia takes inside and low. And the count 1-0. Familia has struck out, fly to right tonight. 0-2. Cornelli making his 25th appearance. 24th out of the bullpen. 2-3, a 3.54 ERA. Righty's 1-0. There's a letter high. Strike hits 1-1. Cornelli, 37 hits allowed in 40 2/3 innings, 13 walks, 48 strikeouts. Through an inning and 2/3, scoreless against Aberdeen last Thursday. 3 straight scoreless outings for Joshua. So swing and a miss. Familia tied up inside. And the count of ball and 2 strikes. Cornelli standing at 6'2", 235. 22 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. 2 on, 1 out. 3 runs already in for Hudson Valley, the 1-2. And this pulled foul to the right. Stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League. Bottom of the 6th inning, Hickory up 9-0 on the Rome Braves. Max Acosta, his 9th home run of the year for the Crawdads. A couple of Hickory pitchers combining on a 2-hit shutout so far. Cornelli sets the 1-2, and Familia a high pop. First base side, a souvenir. Still a ball and 2 strikes as it lands on the first base concourse and ricochets into the parking lot. Top of the 5th in Winston-Salem. Dash a 9-3 lead on Greenville. First dash home run off the bat of Brooks Baldwin. Greenville starter chased after an inning and 1/3. As Cornelli misses down and in, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aberdeen putting a licking on Wilmington. Top of the 6th inning right now in Maryland. Ironbirds a 7-1 lead on the Blue Rocks. Ryan Higgins, his fifth home run of the year. Both teams into their bullpens. Kyle Luckham gave up 7 runs on 11 hits. 2 on, 1 out. Hudson Valley up by 4. Cornelius 2-2. And Familia bouncing ball to first. Picked up by Clifford to his right. Will take it to the bag himself for the second out. Gomez to third. Cowles to second with 2 away. Two on and two out. Rafael Flores 0-2. Strikeout and a ground out to third last inning. Well, the game all Cyclone fans following is the one a little bit further south of here in Lakewood, New Jersey. Asheville a 2-1 lead over the Blue Claws in the top of the seventh. Michael Sandel is sixth home run of the year for the Tourists. Flores swings and misses. It's 0-1. Justin Crawford, the son of Carl Crawford, Philly's first-round pick last year, making his Jersey Shore debut tonight, 0-3 with a strikeout. The 0-1 in the dirt. And the count evens at 1-1. Michael Plassmeyer made a rehab start for Jersey Shore today. Both teams already into their bullpens. Brooklyn, 2-game lead. On Jersey Shore entering tonight, 5.5 up on third place Greensboro. In the South, Hickory a 3-game lead on Bowling Green. And then it's a 9.5 game advantage over Greenville and Rome, who are tied for third. As Corneli misses high. And the count 2-1. Going to be a mighty interesting dash to the finish. Especially when you consider 12 of Brooklyn's final 24 games against teams in the other division. A 2-1. Broken bat, liner, foul. One ricochets off the screen. The other rolls into the third base dugout. The ball went off the screen. The bat ended up in Hudson Valley's third base dugout. I think everybody's all right. A couple of smiles. The far left end of the dugout. Like Alexander Vargas and Marcos Cabrera having some fun with whoever was at the far end of Hudson Valley's dugout, who seemed to be closest in the line of fire than anyone else. Gomez at third. Cowles at second. Flores, the eighth man to bat for Hudson Valley in the sixth. The 2-2. Jaws tie. And it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer Jones, the center fielder, the only man who has yet to bat for the Renegades in the inning. Infield shifted for Flores to pull. The payoff pitch, and Flores spoils another. Sends it back behind the plate, remains at 3-2. Renegades 3 runs in on 5 hits in the inning. They hold a 4-0 lead in the opening game of this 6-game set. Final regular season meeting between these two squads. The payoff pitch, and Flores bouncing ball to third. Stays fair behind the bag. Reimer low throw and dug out on the backhand by Clifford to end the inning. Beautiful pick by Ryan Clifford over at first base to help save a run and end the frame. But Hudson Valley tacks on 3 more on 5 hits, 2 men left, the big blow. A 2-run home run to left center from Jesus Rodriguez. At the end of 5.5, 4-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning of Brooklyn trailing 4-0 against Hudson Valley. Heart of the lineup due up for the Cyclones in the frame. Stanley Consuegra against Baron Stewart. And the first pitch from Stewart taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Consuegra, Reimer, Lugo if anyone reaches Smith and then Osborne. Cyclones trying to get the offense in gear. They have six hits tonight but don't have anything to show for it. Just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Consuegra takes upstairs. It's even at 1-1. Stewart kicks and fires. And the 1-1 low. Two balls and a strike. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question here in the bottom of this sixth inning. Our question of the day. Jordani Ventura, 103 pitches in his last start. 101 pitches, I should say, in his last start. The 2-1. Consuegra. A high pop fly. Foul ground, first base side. Flores gives a look, but this is Souvenir about five rows back. It's even at 2-2. But our question was, Jordani Ventura, 101 pitches in his last start. Last Wednesday, a win against Aberdeen. Most pitches thrown by a Cyclone starter in almost 5 years. Who is the last to throw 101 or more? And one guess for Corey Mazzoni. The 2-2. Inside and low. Three balls and two strikes. Unfortunately, this former Cyclone did not pitch in the big leagues. Consuegra takes inside and low for ball four. So Stanley is aboard. A leadoff walk. Brooklyn has a leadoff man on for the second time in three innings. 1-0, nobody out for Jacob Reimer, 0-2. Ground out to short, struck out looking his last time up in the fourth. Any thoughts, Johnny?
I'm clueless. I'm clueless, Justin. I won't lie. I have no idea.
We're calling Johnny Clueless Joe Jackson here. As Jacob Reimer takes a strike on the inside corner and so on. We'll let another batter come up before we give you the answer. Opportunity for a few more guesses as Reimer takes downstairs. It's even at 1-1. Series continues tomorrow. Here in Brooklyn, Jordani Ventura, we just talked about, one of the Mets' top 30 prospects, will get the ball for Brooklyn. And Reimer tries to hold up, but he went around, says Melton. On appeal, it's 1-2. Justin Lang, one of the Yankees' top 30 prospects, according to MLB.com, will make his Hudson Valley debut, added to the roster earlier today with Tyrone Yuley landing on the 7-day IL. The second time in the last few weeks. 1-2 outside with a breaking ball. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Will be a fun night here on Coney Island tomorrow. Be another Kids Eat Free Wednesday. First 500 kids 14 or under. A little bit of a difference. This is what foul to the right. out of play. It stays at 2-2. So used to seeing the 500 and going, oh, 1,500 for the giveaway. Not tomorrow night. I apologize. For the first 500 fans. Almost did it again. Almost. Keyword almost. First 500 kids, 14 and under, receive a free meal upon entry with a paid ticket. Voucher for a hot dog, chips, and fountain drink. As Reimer takes high in the count now, full 3-2. But the Barbie Appreciation Day. Dolls on the diamond tomorrow. Fans encouraged to dress as Barbie and Ken. I might have to steal our Vice President Stephen Cohen's attire in his office from that incredible TikTok and Instagram reel that was posted yesterday evening.
That was
Reimer fouls it off 3-2. As I said to Stephen, I've told to several of my other colleagues in minor league baseball and just in baseball in general, your vice president could never. I watch it the first couple of times like, who is that? I'm trying to figure out who from the office it is. Then it hit me. Oh, it's Steve. Absolutely phenomenal. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out on Instagram and TikTok at Brooklyn Cyclones, all one word. We'll have a pregame doll parade for anyone dressed up or brings their doll to the game, not exclusive to Ken or Barbie dolls. My old Space Jam Michael Jordan figurine still counts. The payoff pitch, and Reimer fouls it back. It remains 3-2. Also have limited edition Brooklyn Dolls t-shirts available in sizes small to extra large. First come, first serve basis. We'll have a Ken lip sync battle to push by Matchbox 20. We'll have stick horse races. No words whether or not you can gamble on those. Payoff pitch, and Reimer fouls it off the hands. I don't know if the New York Horse Racing Association is in on that one. We'll have to reach out and see if we can get some odds prior to tomorrow's broadcast. But I have a ticket package with that t-shirt giveaway. $25 includes the t-shirt and a game ticket. As Reimer takes high for ball four, and the first two are on for Brooklyn with walks here in the sixth inning, and I do believe this will be the end of the line for Baron Stewart tonight as Sergio Santos emerges from Hudson Valley's third base dugout, and will make a Mi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Two on, nobody out. Brooklyn trying to chip away at a four-run deficit. Renegades 4, Cyclones nothing. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Mi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change brought to you by our friends at Mi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to MiCalAutoMall.com. Mason Vineyard, the new arm in the game for Hudson Valley. He takes the spot of Baron Stewart, who went five innings, six hits, four walks to one strikeout. No runs on the line as of right now, but Brooklyn does have men on first and second with nobody out. Consuegra on second, Reimer on first. Those runners, of course, the responsibility of Stewart after he walked them both and departs from this game.
Two on and nobody out. Vineyard against Lugo. Vineyard, the right-hander, 6'2", 210, 24 years old from Paducah, Kentucky. And his first pitch to Lugo, powered in the air to right. Back into his left goes Hall, skimming along the warning track, makes the catch. Tagging, moving to third goes Consuegra, staying put at first is Reimer. So Lugo, a long fly out to right. Wind not aiding him like it did Cowles earlier in this ballgame. Men at the corners and one out for DeAndre Smith, who's one for two with a base hit. Vineyard, former undrafted free agent signee out of Western Kentucky. But time to get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question. For Danny Ventura, 101 pitches in his last start last Wednesday against Aberdeen. Most thrown by a Brooklyn starter in almost 5 years. Who is the last Brooklyn pitcher to throw over 101 pitches in a ballgame? Robert Anderson chiming in. No answer, just to say he was clueless too. Just like Johnny is outside 2-0. And to Robert's defense and Johnny's defense, if you got this one, you might be spending too much time here on Coney Island, if there's ever such a thing. It's a real throwback name. The 2-0 outside 3-0. The answer, Brian, B-R-I-A-M, Campusano. Brian Campusano did it in 2018, through 103 pitches over 5 2/3 innings in a 5-2 loss. The West Virginia Black Bears, July 28th, 2018.
Ah, yes. That was on the tip of my tongue.
Johnny has his Brian Campusano jersey hanging up in his room at home in Greenlawn, New York. The 3-1 fouled back. It's 3-2. Brian last played in Pro Bowl 2019, split his season between then Single-A Columbia in the South Atlantic League, the last time the Mets had an affiliate for Brooklyn in this circuit, and Single-A, or rather High-A at that time, St. Lucie. As Smith fouls another one off the hands, remains a full count on the Brooklyn second baseman. Campusano, 13 starts with the Cyclones in 2018, made two starts for the club in 2017. And a lifetime 4.64 ERA with Brooklyn. Vineyard's payoff pitch on the outside corner, strike three called. Smith thought he had ball four, but rung up by the home plate umpire Laws, two out in the sixth. Brooklyn's woes with runners in scoring position continue. They're now 0-for-11. Rather, 1-for-11, excuse me, tonight. Runners at the corners, two out for Drake Osborne, who's 0-for-2. Fly to right his last time. And Vineyard issues a strike. It's 0-1. Vineyard making his 17th appearance with Hudson Valley. 1-0 with 3.32 ERA, 17 hits in 21 2/3. 15 walks, 23 strikeouts, the 0-1. And Osborne drops to a knee, can't hit the breaking ball. And Vineyard ahead 0-2. Last through an inning and 2/3 of hitless relief. Tired all five batters he faced against Jersey Shore on Saturday. The 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. And Brooklyn strands two more on the bases here in the sixth as Vineyard comes on, does his job, and leaves both runners aboard. No runs, no hits, two men left on walks at the end of six. 4-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the seventh inning, Cyclones trailing Hudson Valley 4-0. Joshua Cornelli back out to work. Final line for both starters. Kalina 5 1/3 innings, 4 runs, 6 hits, no walks, struck out 7. 84 pitches, 55 strikes. Barron Stewart, 5+, no runs, 6 hits. Walked 4, only 1 strikeout, 100 pitches and 56 strikes. Once again, former Brewster Whitecap Spencer Jones to lead off here in the top of the seventh. And stepping up to the play-by-play, his former broadcaster in Brewster, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, Justin, thanks so much. We enter the top of the seventh, Hudson Valley 4 and Brooklyn nothing from Maimonides Park. First toss, fastball misses outside for ball one. It's the lefty batting Spencer Jones. Joshua Cornelli back out for his first full inning of work out of the Brooklyn bullpen. He came on in the top of the sixth. 1-0. Jones hits one in the air to shallow left field. Shortstop Williams back into shallow left, reaches up and makes the two-handed catch for out number one. So one up, one down for Cornelli in the top of the seventh. Now he gets Anthony Hall for the first time tonight. Hall has had a very productive night offensively already. Two doubles to his credit. Was stranded at second in the third, but had a better result, came home to score in the sixth. Renegades 4 runs on 7 hits. First pitch, swing and a miss, and it is nothing and one to Anthony Hall. Joined this Hudson Valley squad for the Jersey Shore series last week, went just 3-for-21 with 7 strikeouts.
It's almost matched that in 7 innings tonight.
A one drops in for a strike, and Cornelli ahead quickly on Hall, nothing and two. Paul Gervais earlier today promoted to AA Binghamton, so one of the names you'd figure steps into a larger role in this Brooklyn pen is none other than Cornelli. His 0-2 is dirted, down and away, 1-2. A Cyclones bullpen that statistically has the lowest ERA in the South Atlantic League, checking in at 3.42, and Paul Gervais was a big reason why that number was so low. 1-2. Check swing. He went around for strike three. So Cornelli ties up Hall and has retired the first two batters he's faced here in the seventh. Bases empty and two gone for Jared Cerna.
First strikeout tonight for Cornelli.
Eighth on the night so far for Brooklyn pitching after starter Robert Kalina punched out 7. Kalina allowed all 4 runs, though, over 5 1/3. Bases empty, 2 gone for Cerna. Pitch misses inside, brushes him back, and it's 1-0. Cerna, a tough night tonight, 0-3. Yet to reach the bases. Righty arm on righty back. Cornelli behind, 1-0, works out of the stretch. Towing the first base side of the slab is 1-0 fastball. Rather, breaking ball, drops in for a strike, went to the changeup there, and it's 1-1. Full night sky overhead here in Brooklyn. And lights glimmering down on the turf field below. First of 6 between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. The 1-1, wave and a miss. And it's 1-2. Just a flailing swing from Cerna, who could not get bat on ball. And he calls for time to reset before a 1-2 delivery upcoming. Cyclones in the bottom half will send 9-1-2. Thomas, Williams, and Ramirez. 1-2. Hit in the air, foul, left-hand side. This will get out of play. The first order of business for Brooklyn right now to keep this a 4-0 game here in the top of the seventh. And so far, so good for Joshua Cornelli in the inning. First baseman Clifford plays well off the line on the right-hand side. 1-2 strikes, 2 outs, base is empty. Corneli deals. Swinging a ground ball through on the right side for a base hit. A two-out single off the bat of Serna. It's relayed in by the right fielder, Consuegra. And a two-out base runner for Hudson Valley, Jared Serna, has his first hit of the night.
Just a good piece of hitting pitch down and away. Didn't try to do too much with it, just hit it right where it came from and hit a worm burner through the right side for a knock.
Yeah, almost directly halfway between the first baseman Clifford and second baseman Smith. So one on and two gone for Rodriguez. First pitch takes a strike. It's nothing and one. Rodriguez had the big boom earlier, a two-run shot in the top of the sixth. First baseman Clifford holds the runner on. Corneli belt set. Via one. Rodriguez fouls it the other way. And Jesus behind, nothing and two. Corneli wearing number 34 on his home white jersey. He's got those long red sleeves that he wears underneath. Not a particularly chilly day, but Joshua sporting the long sleeves regardless. He's got a bright red glove to pair with it as well. Red stripe down those white pants. And an 0-2 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball up and in at 94. And Rodriguez might have got a piece, but it was held by Osborne to retire the side. Two punch outs in the frame for Corneli. And a two-out single amounts to really no damage for Corneli in the inning. At the end of 6.5, it's still Hudson Valley 4 and Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Seventh inning. Brooklyn trailing the Renegades 4-0. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Mason Vineyard out for his first full inning of relief. Wind howling, some light rain falling here from Coney Island as we speak. Justin Rock alongside you on this Tuesday night. Cyclones trying to get their offense in gear. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 8 hits an error. They have left 6. Brooklyn, no runs, 6 hits an error. They left 8. 9-1-2 due up for Brooklyn in the bottom of this seventh inning, trying to find a way to chip away at a 4-run deficit. Ryland Thomas, Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez. The three due up in the inning. Thomas 0 for 2 tonight. Flied out to center in his last at-bat. The righty's first pitch. And Thomas takes inside for ball one. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here in the seventh inning. 1-0. And Thomas taking all the way. Watches outside. Two balls and no strikes. Mets and Pirates tied at one. Top of the seventh in Flushing. Brandon Nimmo led off the game with a home run, his 17th of the year. As Thomas pulls it on the ground behind first. Picked up there by Flores. And he'll step on the pillow for the first out of the seventh. One away for the top of the order in Jet Williams. Couple of base hits tonight, a double and a single. He's 2 for 3. David Peterson went 3 2/3 for the Mets tonight. Walked 6 batters before giving way to former Cyclone Jose Buto, who was called up from AAA Syracuse earlier today. As Williams pulls this on the ground behind third, backhanded by Cal's low throw, and able to stay with it while his knees were on the ground is Flores for the second out. Might have lost that ball in the lights, did Flores over at first base. And Williams retired for the second out. Two down, brings up Alex Ramirez, been on base 3 times, 2 walks and an infield base hit. A Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Francisco Alvarez, Jeff McNeil, former Cyclones in the big league lineup tonight. The first pitch to Alex misses down and away. And the count is 1-0. Triple A Syracuse, a 6-4 winner at home tonight against Columbus. Guardians affiliate. 1-0 way outside into the backstop. It's 2-0. Brett Beatty, a grand slam in that ballgame for Syracuse. He drove in 5. He's continued his assault on International League pitching since returning it to the AAA level. Former Cyclone David Griffin the win. Former Cyclone Nathan Lavender the save. 2-0. Called strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. Wyatt Young, Ronnie Mauricio, Beatty, Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez, Tomas Nito, Brandon McIlwain, Joe Swazi. Homer Cyclones in the AAA lineup today. As Ramirez takes high and tight, it's 3-1. Double A Binghamton at home against Portland. Red Sox affiliate, they trail 9-5 in the top of the eighth. Tough start for Blade Tidwell, gave up 6 runs in 3 2/3 innings. As Ramirez looks at a strike, it's 3-2. Rowdy Jordan with 3 RBIs tonight for the Ponies. He, JT Schwartz, Jose Peroza, Hayden Senger, Mateo Gill, the former Cyclones in the lineup. As Ramirez pulls it foul, and the count stays full. Single A, St. Lucie at home. They trail Jupiter Marlins affiliate 11-6 in the bottom of the ninth. Jupiter, 6 runs in the top of the ninth to take the lead as Ramirez strikes out on the pitch down at 86 to end the inning. So Mason Vineyard retires the side in order on 11 pitches. We are through 7. 4-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info,
we'll be right back.
picking up a little bit here in Brooklyn as we move to the eighth inning. Time for a Vi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Dylan Hall. Hall 6'5", 210, will celebrate his 26th birthday next month from Stafford, Virginia. Will face off against 5, 6, and 7 in the Renegade lineup in the inning. So it'll be Hall against Vargas to lead things off here in the eighth. Joshua Cornelius' day is done when an inning and two-thirds of scoreless relief, two hits, no walks, two strikeouts, 29 pitches and 21 strikes. Vargas 1-for-3 with a base hit tonight, and Hall's first pitch fastball misses high for ball one. Hall making his ninth appearance with Brooklyn out of the bullpen, one save, an 0-1 record. A 3.18 ERA, a 1-0, and Vargas fouls it back. It's 1-1. Hall, five hits allowed in 5 2/3 innings, 9 walks and 9 Ks. Hall pitching for the first time since last Tuesday against Aberdeen. Gave up a run without allowing a hit, walk four in a third of an inning as Vargas swings and misses. And the count is quickly 1-2. Hall has spent time at AA Binghamton, AAA Syracuse. And he's also spent time striking out Alexander Vargas as he gets him on a breaking ball down and in for the first out of the eighth inning. That paint of the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Brings up Antonio Gomez, who takes outside for ball one. Gomez 1-for-3 with a base hit tonight. Was stranded at third back in the sixth. Hall thrown an inning and in third, scoreless against Hudson Valley this year. That in the last meeting between these two sides. This is a pop-up in the infield. Clifford standing on the first base bag, fighting the raindrops, able to make the backhanded catch. And there are two down. I don't know if he tripped maybe on top of that first base bag or just the raindrops getting in the eyes. But Clifford, yeah, might have been just standing on top of that first base bag. A little slick with the weather. Two down now for Ben Cowles. Cowles has homered and singled. He's also brought in a run, two RBIs tonight. And he takes low. It's 1-0. Fastball, curveball, changeup. The arsenal for Hall, who's been with Brooklyn since the All-Star break. 1-0. And Cowles takes up and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Wrapping up that look around the Mets affiliates. Complex League, Dominican Summer League, Mets Blue. Fell to the Yankees Bombers squad 13-6 today. As Cal swings and misses, it's 2-1. Vladdy Gomez hitting a three-run shot, his third for the Mets Blue squad. The 2-1. Cal's off the hands, it's 2-2. Mets Orange outlasted the Rockies 12-11 in 11 innings today. Raylene Reyes, his second home run of the year, a three-run shot. As that one on the outside corner, strike three call. Mets Orange also got a home run from Anderson Asensio, a couple of former, or rather future, Cyclones. Rain continuing to fall here in Brooklyn. We head to the bottom of the eighth. 4-0 Renegades on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Mason Vineyard back out for his second full inning of relief as he moved to the bottom of the eighth inning on this damp Tuesday night. Renegades a 4-0 lead. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 8 hits and error. They have left 6. Brooklyn, no runs, 6 hits and error. They have stranded 8. Brian Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer. 3, 4, and 5 due up for Brooklyn as they try and break up this shutout. Clifford 0-for-3 today. Ground out to second in his last at-bat. Righty's first pitch, and Clifford takes outside for ball one. Most of the fans that have stuck around tonight made their way to the canopies up along the first and third base sides in order to get out of the path of the rain. Clifford takes a strike. It's 1-1. Looks worse on TV than it does here from our vantage point high atop the ballpark. 1-1. High, it's 2-1. Do have an outdoor booth here on Coney Island, but luckily we have the overhang high atop on this fourth level. So at least the equipment and ourselves drive for the time being with 2-1. Clifford drops to an E, can't hit the off speed. And the count evens at 2-2. The righty is 2-2. Clifford takes one on the outside corner. Strike 3 call. Back-to-back looking strikeouts for Vineyard. He struck out 4 tonight. 3 of them have been looking. 1 out in the bottom of the 8th for Stanley Consuegra, 0-for-2 as popped up in the infield, reached on an error and walked tonight. Well, there is action in Hudson Valley's left field bullpen, and with Vineyard nearing what must be his pitch count for the night, Sergio Santos out of the third base dugout to make a by-Cal Automall. Pitching change. New arm to face Consuegra. Base is empty, 1 out in the 8th. Brooklyn trailing by 4. On Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On for Hudson Valley is the veteran right-hander Carlos Gomez. Closed out Hudson Valley's first half championship here on Coney Island back in late June. We'll come on with the bases empty and 1 out in the 8th inning. And his first pitch to Stanley Consuegra drops in for strike 1. Gomez making his 35th appearance. 3-3 of 5.1 ERA. Does have 2 saves. As Consuegra takes outside, it's 1-1. 46 hits in 47 and two-thirds innings, 28 walks, 61 strikeouts. Gomez last pitching on Friday against Jersey Shore was his sixth consecutive scoreless outing, has not allowed a run since the last time he faced Brooklyn on July the 21st. Consuegra takes a breaking ball strike. It is 1-2. Fastball slider, predominant offerings from Gomez. The 1-2 pitch, and Consuegra chases the slider for strike three. Third straight strikeout for Hudson Valley relief pitching. And there are two down in the eighth inning. Final lineup for Mason Vineyard goes 2 1/3 hitless innings. No runs, no walks, struck out 4, 27 pitches, and 17 strikes. Rain continuing to fall as Jacob Reimer steps up with two out and takes a call at strike one. Reimer 0 for 2 with a walk today. He's also struck out and grounded out. The 0-1. Outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Gomez, the right-hander, standing at 6 feet 1, 195 pounds. As Reimer fights it off the handle, it's 1-2. Gomez, 25 years old, from Esperanza in the Dominican Republic. The 1-2 from Gomez, low and away. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2, down and away, and the count full, three balls and two strikes. Right now, 74 degrees with the rain here on Coney Island. Should be subsiding rather quickly. Hudson Valley will have 8-9 and 1 due up in their half of the ninth inning. Time called, a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. And Reimer is going to be automatically granted ball four. So the pitcher, Gomez, wasn't quite ready for the 3-2. And Reimer credited first base on the walk. So one on, two out. Inning stays alive for William Lugo. Couple of singles, one to right and one to left. Flied out two right his last time up. As Gomez misses outside, it's 1-0. Righty deals. And Lugo out in front of the breaking ball. Evens up at 1-1. Will be Jordani Ventura against Justin Lang, making his Hudson Valley debut tomorrow at 7. Lugo takes a strike count now, 1-2. Joelmi Ramirez will go up against another Yankees top 30 prospect and left-hander Brock Selvidge on Thursday. Yolander Suarez against Leonardo Pestana on Friday. This is a high pop, foul ground, first base side. Flores will watch that one land about five rows back into the seats. And it's still at 1-2. Jordan Gieber will make his return to the bump on Seinfeld night this Saturday. Zach Messenger expected to get the ball for Hudson Valley. And then it'll be on Sunday. A pitcher to be named for Brooklyn. And Brendan Beck will get the ball for the Renegades. Another 1-2. And Lugo off the hands to third. Charging in, Cowles on the infield turf, low throw, dug out on the backhand by Flores, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk. At the end of eight, it is still 4-0 Renegades on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. throughout the 2023 season, kids aged 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Dylan Hall stays on as we move to the top of the ninth inning. Raindroplets continuing to emanate from the heavens. Hudson Valley sending 8-9-1 to the plate here on the top of the ninth, looking to add to a 4-0 lead. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here from Coney Island. Christopher Familia will lead things off for Hudson Valley in the ninth, 0-3 today. Grounded out to first in his last at-bat. Hall's first pitch of the ninth misses outside for ball one. Take a look around Major League Baseball here in the ninth inning. As the rain continues to drop, the 1-0. And Familia fights it off the hands into right, coming on Consuegra to make the running grab. And Familia retired for the first out of the inning. One down for Rafael Flores, who's 0-3. Only one final, actually two finals now in the big leagues tonight. Cleveland shuts out Cincinnati 3-0. 4 different Guardian arms combining on a 6-hit shutout. Hall from the wind. First pitch to Flores. A little bit low. And the count 1-0. Astros held off the Marlins 6-5. Yiner Diaz, Chaz McCormick, and Kyle Tucker with home runs for Houston. Jorge Soler is 30th for Miami. As Flores takes a strike, it's even at 1-1. Everything else in the big leagues in progress or hasn't started yet. The 1-1, and Flores out in front. Count now 1-2. Top of the eighth in Washington. Red Sox a 5-4 lead on the Nationals. Alex Verdugo is 9th home run of the year. 1-2 from Hall, and Flores stings it on the ground at third. Fielded by Reimer. Low throw played on a bounce by Clifford. And plenty of time for the second out. Two down for the top of the order in Spencer Jones. 0-3 has reached on catcher's interference tonight. Top of the ninth in Toronto. Blue Jays a 2-1 lead on the Phillies. Kevin Biggio, a bases loaded hit by pitch, brought in the go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch to Jones, rocketed foul to the left. Count is 0-1. Mets now trailing the Pirates 7-1, going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Pirates 6 runs in the top of the seventh on 3 hits. As that's smothered in the dirt by Osborne, it's a ball and a strike. Mets only run on a leadoff home run by Brandon Nimmo is 17th. Leover Piguero is 5th for Pittsburgh tonight. Jose Buto and Grant Hartwig gave up 3 runs each for the Mets in that seventh inning. A flash of maybe lightning off in the distance here in Brooklyn. Top of the ninth in Atlanta. Braves looking to one-hit the Yankees. They lead 5-0. The 1-1, and Jones swings and misses. The bat goes flying out of his hands with the precipitation, creating a slick piece of lumber. It's 1-2. Marcell Ozuna, a 3-run home run for Atlanta, his 24th. Ronald Acuna Jr. added a 2-run shot in the fourth, his 27th. 3 different Atlanta pitchers trying to combine on the one-hitter. Bryce Elder, A.J. Minter, and Kirby Yates. Bottom of the sixth in Minnesota. Twins a 5-2 lead on the Tigers. Matt Wallner is 9th home run of the year. A grand slam for the Twins. Just the 2nd home run of the year for Miguel Cabrera. A 1-2. Got him swinging. Struck him out on the slider down and in. And Dylan Hall has his third strikeout of the night and his second straight 1-2-3 inning. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Brooklyn needs 4 to tie, 5 to walk it off. They trail 4-0 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Carlos Gomez stays on to try and record the final three outs for Hudson Valley after picking up the final two in the eighth. Brooklyn trailing this one 4-0. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game two in this series tomorrow night. All that coming up after the final out right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. DeAndre Smith, Drake Osborne, Rylan Thomas. Bottom third of the lineup due up for the Cyclones in the ninth inning. They trail it 4-0. DeAndre Smith 1-for-3 with a base hit as the rain continues to fall here in Brooklyn. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch to Smith misses up and in for ball one. Continuing our look around the majors tonight. Top of the seventh in St. Louis. Cardinals leading the A's 5-0. Nolan Arenado and Jordan Walker with home runs, 25th and 11th of the year, respectively. Dakota Hudson working on a three-hit shutout into the seventh. As Smith fouls it out of play, it is 1-1. Bottom of the fifth in Arlington. Rangers up 4-1 on the Angels. As Smith takes a breaking ball strike, it's 1-2. Corey Seager, a two-run home run, his 21st for Texas. Jordan Montgomery against Lucas Giolito. Battle of pitchers acquired at the deadline. The 1-2. Outside, it's two balls and two strikes. Crosstown rivalry, Cubs and White Sox. They're tied at three, bottom of the fifth at Wrigley. And Smith takes outside for ball three. Ian Happ, Seiya Suzuki, each with home runs for the Cubs tonight. 14th and 11th of the year, respectively. White Sox into their bullpen. Kyle Hendricks still going for the Cubs as Smith takes a breaking ball on the inside corner. Strike three call. Second straight time, Smith has struck out looking on a 3-2 pitch. And Gomez has his second K for the first out of the ninth inning. One down. Here's Drake Osborne, 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Top of the sixth in Kansas City. Mariners up 7-5 on the Royals. Eugenio Suarez, Ty France, Teoscar Hernandez, Josh Rojas with home runs as Osborne takes inside for ball one for Rojas, his first as a member of the Mariners organization. Osborne takes up and in for ball two. Bobby Witt Jr., a grand slam for the Royals, is 23rd. Emerson Hancock starting for the Mariners. Royals already into their bullpen. The 2-0, and Osborne dribbles it foul up the third base line. It's 2-1. Bottom of the first in Denver, or bottom of the fourth in Denver, I should say. Arizona, a 2-1 lead on the Rockies. Christian Walker, a two-run home run, is 26th for Arizona. 2-1. Osborne takes high, three balls and a strike. Ty Black still starting for the Rockies. Bullpen game for Arizona. 3-1. And Osborne takes inside for ball four. So Drake on base for the first time tonight. And the Cyclones one on, one out in this rainy ninth inning for Ryland Thomas. Thomas 0 for 3. Ground out to first in his last at-bat. Everything else in the big leagues will start momentarily. 9:40, Padres hosting the Orioles. Michael Wacha against Jack Flaherty. Giants will host the Rays at 9:45. Jacob Junis against Zach Littell. And the Dodgers will take on the Brewers at 10:10. Bobby Miller against Adrian Hauser. Base umpire Elliot Melton getting some dry baseballs before giving one to the right-hander Carlos Gomez. Rain has continued to pick up in intensity throughout the course of the night. Having Gomez keep one of those dry balls in his back right pocket, the other one's in his right hand. I don't think I've ever seen an umpire do that. Usually the umpires keep it in their ball bags. As Ryland Thomas takes up and away, it's 1-0. I don't know if it was when we were in Hudson Valley a couple of weeks ago with this umpire and crew, or maybe it was last week here at home, maybe 2 weeks ago at Jersey Shore as Thomas pulls it foul. It's 1-1. We had incidents where it felt like every now and then the umpires would run around and the ball would kept on popping out of their pocket. Something you just didn't see very often in other spots. Nonetheless, the 1-1. And Thomas takes a called strike. It's 1-2. Update in Flushing. Mets getting a couple of home runs. A two-run shot from DJ Stewart. And a solo blast from Jonathan Araúz to make it 7-4 as Thomas rising line drive to right. And that one's going to get out of here. Ryland Thomas, a screaming line drive of a two-run homer. And Brooklyn's cut the lead in half. It's 4-2 with one out of the ninth inning. Ryland Thomas has both of his South Atlantic League home runs against Hudson Valley. And the Cyclones back in it. It's a two-run game. Just a screaming liner that had just enough height to get over the right field fence. Second home run for Thomas in Brooklyn, the third of his pro career. So Brooklyn will not be shut out tonight as Jet Williams takes a called strike one. J.C. Stepp dapping up his buddy Ryland, member of last year's draft class. As Williams takes up and in, it's even at 1-1. So Brooklyn will avoid being shut out for the 10th time this season. Now all of a sudden have the tying run on deck. As Williams takes down and away, it's 2-1. Gomez sets at the belt, the 2-1. And Williams takes outside for ball three. And now he's in danger of walking Jet to bring Ramirez to the plate as the game's tying run. Hudson Valley, a left-hander starting to lightly toss down the line and left. And now Gomez will slowly stroll out to the mound, I guess, to give the arm in the Renegade bullpen more time to get ready. Gomez looking at the clumps of dirt underneath his cleats as the weather has dampened the natural surfaces on the mound in the batter's circle, as well as the two bullpen mounds. Now the trainer for Hudson Valley coming out. That is Nori Subero. As I believe that is the pitching coach as well, Preston Claiborne. As Gomez tries to kick away and scrape away at the dirt underneath his right cleat. Well, regardless of what happens here tonight, the good news for Cyclone fans is their lead in the North will remain at 2.5 going into, or remain at least two games going into Wednesday. Jersey Shore falling to Asheville tonight by a final of 2-1. So Brooklyn's lead in the north right now at 2.5. Would drop down to 2 again if this score holds. Gomez continuing to scrape away as that dirt. I think they had Rafael Flores do the honors of scraping away for Carlos. So 3-1 on Chet Williams. With nobody on and one out here in the ninth inning. The 3-1, and Williams tried to check his swing, could not. Tied up inside, and the count full at 3-2. Williams has doubled and singled tonight. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike three called, and the Cyclones down to their final out. The breaking ball that hit the top of the zone. And Williams, it feels like those are the ways to get him. That pitch that clips the outside corner jet generally stays away from that pitch. Not a pitch he can really get his hands in and barrel up. That's something the 19-year-old will continue to work on, extending his arms and barreling that pitch away. But the Cyclones down to their final out tonight as Alex Ramirez steps in and takes inside for ball one. Ramirez 1-for-2, couple of walks and a single. Struck out swinging in his last at-bat in the seventh. Hudson Valley 4, Brooklyn 2, the 1-0. And that one nearly hits Ramirez in the head. A breaking ball that slipped out of the hand of Gomez. And it's two balls and no strikes. No intent there for Gomez as you see him grab at the rosin bag behind the mound, shaking his head back and forth in disgust at his own pitch. That time the ball just slipping out of his right palm, trying to snap off a breaking ball with this wet weather. Ryan Clifford now represents a tying run on deck, the 2-0. And Ramirez takes a slider strike. It's 2-1. Two and one on Alex. Gomez kicks and offers, and Ramirez, a home run hack, comes up empty, and the Cyclones now down to their final strike tonight. Gomez fires the 2-2, and Ramirez takes down and away, and the count full. Clifford represents a tying run on deck. Consuegra the winning run in the hole. But Ramirez needs to get on in order for that to be a possibility. The payoff pitch, breaking ball high. And at the very least, Brooklyn's going to bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth inning. Third time Ramirez has walked tonight. And Brooklyn with one on and two out of the ninth inning. And Sergio Santos is going to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. So it'll be a new arm to face Ryan Clifford, who represents the tying run at the plate. Brooklyn 2 runs in the ninth. They trail 4-2 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On his left-hander, Joel Valdez. As he tries to get the final out and secure a Renegade Series opening victory. So Ryan Clifford will be the man to face the left-hander Valdez as the game's tying run. Valdez, 6'4", 171 pounds, 23 years old, from El Cebo in the Dominican. And his first pitch to Ryan Clifford is outside for ball one. The numbers for Valdez on the year, making his 20th appearance. Seventh out of the bullpen, 2-5, a 5.56 ERA. 54 hits in 68 innings, 50 walks, 63 strikeouts. Last gave up two runs on one hit in an inning against Jersey Shore on Friday as Clifford takes up and in for ball two. Valdez has just one save in his professional career, came in 2019 as a member of the Phillies organization. The lefty's 2-0, and Clifford taking all the way, looks at a called strike one. Valdez acquired by the Yankees in November of 2021. Alongside T.J. Rumfield in the deal for Donnie Sands and Nick Nelson. As Clifford takes a strike at the letters, and once again the Cyclones down to their final strike tonight. One on, two out, two in for Brooklyn in the ninth. They're down by two. The 2-2 from Valdez, swing and a foul ball to the left. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. Stanley Consuegra represents the winning run. He is on deck. Infield shifted for Clifford to pull. The 2-2, Clifford reaches and pops it up. Third base side, Gomez onto the warning track, has just enough space but won't make the play. Hit right off the very top of the padding in front of the net. Gomez might have had a hard time picking that up with all the rain falling from above. And so, the Cyclones get another chance. Valdez, a 6.7 ERA since joining the bullpen after the All-Star break. No batting gloves to the left-hand side for Clifford. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball on the inside. Corner, strike three called, and the ball game is over. And Hudson Valley takes the opening game of this series. Your final score in nine. The Hudson Valley Renegades 4, and the Brooklyn Cyclones 2. So Joel Valdez picks up the second save of his professional career. His first since 2019. And Brooklyn will see their lead in the South Atlantic League North stay at two games with 23 left to play. We'll take a break. We come back. Recap report is next. Hudson Valley wins it 4-2. Back with our final thoughts after these words on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hudson Valley knocks off Brooklyn to take the opening game of this series by a final of 4-2. Justin Rock with you here on the recap report, taking you through the game that was. Look at what happened across the country tonight and a look ahead to game two of this series tomorrow evening. With the loss tonight, Brooklyn dropping to 26-17 in the half, 57-49 overall on the campaign. Actually, make that 54-54. Excuse me, Brooklyn now on the campaign after the loss this evening. With the win, Hudson Valley improving their second half record to a 21-22 mark. As they improve to 60-49 in the season's second half. Take a look at the game that was here tonight on Coney Island. Was Baron Stewart to start for Hudson Valley. It was for Brooklyn. The right-hander Robert Colina to make the start for the Cyclones in this ballgame. And it was a scoreless contest through the early going. And Hudson Valley was able to break through first in the second. Was a scoreless game in the top half of that second inning. Leadoff batter Antonio Gomez flied out grounded out to second base in that frame. And then Ben Cowles hit a home run to right. That just stayed fair and just had enough distance to get out and gave Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way all the way until the sixth. Leadoff double in that frame from Anthony Hall. And after a ground out to the pitcher from Jared Cerna, moved the runner over to third base. It was Jesus Rodriguez with a chance to add to Hudson Valley's lead. The 0-1. This one hammered deep left center field. Back goes Thomas, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Jesus Rodriguez, his first high A, and Hudson Valley home run is a long one. Second home run of the night for the Renegades, and they take a 3-0 lead in the sixth. Yeah, that two-run shot from Jesus Rodriguez, the first of his Renegades career, made it a 3-0 ball game. They would not stop there. The following batter, Alexander Vargas, singled. He'd stop at second on a base hit by Antonio Gomez. Robert Colina departed. Joshua Cornelli came on. And the very first pitch he threw was to Ben Cowles, who once again found a way to make the Cyclones pay. Pitch to Cowles, lined in a left field. That one's down for a base hit. Here comes Vargas around third. Throw to the plate by Thomas is short. One pitch, and his first pitch to Cowles, lined. So Ben Cowles, an RBI single, made it a 4-0 game after 5.5. Brooklyn, though, would not go quietly in the ninth inning as they would rally with one out. It was a walk to the eight-hitter Drake Osborne, and on a 1-2 pitch to Rylan Thomas, Brooklyn finally was able to break up the shutout. DJ Stewart and a solo blast from Jonathan Araúz to make it 7-4 as Thomas rising line drive to right, and that one's going to get out of here. Rylan Thomas, a screaming line drive of a two-run homer, and Brooklyn's cut the lead in half. It's 4-2 with one out of the ninth inning. That two-run home run by Rylan Thomas, our House Potato Chips play of the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Brooklyn would bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning after a two-out walk to Alex Ramirez, but Ryan Clifford struck out against Joel Valdez to end it as the Renegades take the opening game of this series by a final of 4-2. Winning pitcher Baron Stewart, he improves to 2-1, 5-plus innings, no runs, 6 hits. 4 walks, just 1 strikeout tonight. Robert Colina takes the loss. He drops to 3-3, 4 runs on 6 hits in a season-high tying 5 1/3. No walks, tied a season best with 7 strikeouts. The save to Joel Valdez, his first in 4 years, recorded the final out of the game on a strikeout. Final line scores tonight, Hudson Valley 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They left 6. Brooklyn 2 runs, 7 hits, an error. They left 10. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of the crowd of 1,535 here on Coney Island. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say so long on this wet and rainy Tuesday night from Coney Island in the South Atlantic League. Everything final now. Greensboro over Bowling Green, 5-1. Hickory triples up Rome, 9-3. Greenville falling in Winston-Salem, 14-4. Aberdeen staved off a late charge by Wilmington, 8-6. And Jersey Shore, the big one for Brooklyn, falling tonight to Asheville, 2-1. So Brooklyn's lead in the north remains at 2 games. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, Mets trailing the Pirates 7-4, bottom of the 8th inning at Citi Field. Triple-A Syracuse beats Columbus 6-4, Guardians affiliate. Double-A Binghamton falling at home to Portland. Red Sox Farm Club 9-6. Single-A St. Lucie dropped one at home to Jupiter. Marlins affiliate 11-6. Dominican Summer League, Mets Blue fall at home to the Yankees. Bombers squad 13-6. Mets Orange win in 11 at the Rockies 12-11. And the Florida Complex League Mets quadruple up the Cardinals. They win that one by a final of 12-3. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye on this Tuesday night. Guardians shut out the Reds 3-0. Astros topple the Marlins 6-5. Blue Jays over the Phillies 2-1. Braves shut out the Yankees 5-0. Atlanta combining on a one-hit shutout of New York. Bottom of the ninth in D.C., Red Sox a 5-4 lead on the Nationals. Bottom of the eighth, Twins 5 and the Tigers 2. Top of the eighth in St. Louis, Cardinals up 5-2 on the A's. Bottom of the seventh, Rangers up 4-1 on the Halos. 3 all tied. Top of the seventh at Wrigley. Cubs and White Sox in the crosstown rivalry matchup. Top of the seventh in Kansas City. Mariners an 8-5 advantage on the Royals. Top of the sixth in Colorado. Rockies 1 and the Diamondbacks 2. Bottom of the first in San Diego. Padres out to a 1-0 lead on the Orioles. Michael Wacha against Jack Flaherty. Giants and Rays are scoreless. Top of the second inning, Jacob Junis against Zach Littell. And the Dodgers will take on the Brewers. That'll get underway in about 5 minutes at 10-10 at Dodger Stadium. Bobby Miller, the rookie, against Adrian Hauser. We'll be Dolls of the Diamond night tomorrow, our Barbie celebration. Jordani Ventura, the Mets' number 29 prospect, according to Baseball America, will get the ball for Brooklyn 3-0, 2.73 ERA. Justin Lang added to Hudson Valley's roster earlier today from Single-A. Tampa will make his Hudson Valley and Renegades debut. Came over to the Yankees in the Luke Voit trade up from San Diego a couple of years ago. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior to the 7 o'clock first pitch at 6:45. Leading up to that 7 p.m. first pitch right here from Coney Island. That'll do it for us this evening as the Cyclones fall to the Renegades by a final of 4-2. For everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island, including my partner Johnny Gnamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long. Again, your final, Brooklyn falling to Hudson Valley 4-2. Hope to have you with us again tomorrow evening, but until then, stay dry and enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow from Maimonides Park in Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.